Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another worldwide transmission. It is the 23rd day of April on this Thursday edition, 2009. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, truthnews.us. We have a ton of news, vitally important news to cover, giant stacks of important news, and we're also going to open the phones up today for the entire show. We do have Alan Combs. He's had me on his radio show so many times, generally sniping and attacking a bit, but he at least lets me talk. Then I thought, why not have Alan Combs on the transmission? So one of the liberal, so-called liberal commentators, taking the position of the false left on the left-right paradigm. He will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today, in 3 hours from now. Here is just some of the news we'll be covering. 70 killed in Iraq suicide bombings today. And they call this victory. 1,300,000 dead Iraqis, 15,000 plus dead U.S. troops. Yeah, the news says 5,000, but they don't count it as dying in the war if you die on an airplane being flown out of the country or back at home from injuries sustained there. So 15,000 plus dead U.S. troops. Casualties are actually increasing in Afghanistan, but hey, Bush declared victory on the aircraft carrier. Obama's declared victory, so that's the way it is. 70 people have been killed in two suicide bombings in Iraq on the same day as a man believed to be lead al-Qaeda in the country was arrested. Ah, yes. Lead al-Qaeda. While they admittedly use real al-Qaeda, that is Wahhabist, of the Sunni sect, to attack Iran inside the country, and that's in the news today. They tell you al-Qaeda, the arm of the globalist, is striking. Need the Serbs to be attacked? Al-Qaeda. Need enemies attacked in Africa? Al-Qaeda. Need the Russians attacked? Al-Qaeda. Need to attack the American people and take their rights away? Al-Qaeda. It's the magic widget tool. It's like, you know, the screwdrivers they sell on television and have like every tip imaginable and can do any job. That's Al-Qaeda. Try the new Al-Qaeda, the globalist government's favorite terror tool. It's the sheepdog that herds the sheep into the slaughter pens for the New World Order. Al-Qaeda, your population isn't submitting to foreign banks taking over and being lined up at checkpoints and losing all your freedoms? Just use Al-Qaeda. That'll scare them into submission. So that's just one of the stories I have here. Scores dead in Iraq. Suicide blast. Another one. Army. 3 vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility. The same one that gave you the anthrax attacks. The same Maryland facility. So we'll tell you about this new deadly virus missing. Just like the foot and mouth. The government admits they released that in England and everything else, but Blackwater still operating in Iraq under new name, despite the fact the so-called free government told them to leave a year and a half ago. They don't leave. And the mission, by the way, was accomplished in Iraq. Kill as many of the people as possible, break down a first world nation, have a black hole to pump trillions of dollars of no-bid weapons contracts into. It was an absolute victory to the T, and destroy the name of the American people worldwide for the globalist. The next phase, how many years did I tell you that would happen? They would destroy our name in Iraq, then plunge the economy, and blame everything on the U.S., including Iraq and the U.S. economy, and the world economy. And they've now done that. Mission completed. Excellent job destroying America. We'll get into this in a lot more. Big show lined up for you today. Stay with us.
Rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Gentlemen, on this Thursday, 23rd day of April, 2009, I am Alex Jones, your host. Don Allen Combs, need to know introduction coming up in the last hour of the show today. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the full transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Okay, again, let me just run through some of the headlines here. There is quite a bit of this. 70 killed in Iraq suicide bombings. Scores dead in Iraq suicide bombings. Missing vials of a deadly virus from Fort Detrick in Maryland. We'll give you some of the background on that. The Venezuelan equine encephalitis. It's an airborne thing that mosquitoes can carry to humans. Blackwater still operating in Iraq under new name. Iran warns of mock assassination rings. Say the United States has hit teams in there trying to destabilize the country, and Israel and the United States admit they're doing that. Can you imagine if Iran admitted they had hit teams killing officials in the U.S., what would happen? Giant airstrikes on Iran, but the globalists do it to Iran, and it's just incredible. So we'll go over that. Also, Senate report, Rice Cheney okayed CIA use of waterboarding. We already knew this, but now it's mainstream news. CIA ludicrously claims torture prevented debunked L.A. terror plot. This is a story from PrisonPlanet.com. And Paul Watson, really a recap of what we reported years ago. Remember, he had been... this was about last year. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had been held for more than 6 years. They were waterboarding him three times a day for years. That's been admitted. And it took them 6+ years of torture, and they finally started threatening to torture his kids. And they're saying now they threatened to torture him. Now it's coming out they may have put him in boxes with spiders and things. But the point is, yeah, it's out of Hellraiser. That then he said, look, I'll say whatever you want. And they had him confess, because they have total contempt for the American people. They had him confess to things that happened 4 years after he was in custody. And to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was in custody. And they still say he bombed those buildings that weren't built yet when he was captured. So, and then the media has the nerve to go, look at Iran. We don't really like their court system over there. She may have confessed, and it was a public trial, but it's not a fair system. We need to bomb them. They've grabbed an American reporter in Tehran and convicted her for 8 years. Meanwhile, Congresswomen brag that foreign spy agencies basically run them, and it's, oh, that's okay. Go ahead. You know, it's okay if that's happening. I mean, it's just total hypocrisy. Oh, we secretly grab people and torture them and their kids for years. And that's good, but we don't like your system of courts. We ought to bomb you. And you believe them, those backwards people over there? They actually give people somewhat fair trials. The outrage of it. Here, we just torture you, waterboard you three times a day, year after year. Oh, man, just amazing. Explosive Senate report reveals what we've already known for 3.5 years, massive continual torture. We'll go over that. China deflects naval muscle in unprecedented show. Biggest lie of 2009, Hillary claims Obama has followed words with actions. In her testimony yesterday before the House, she said he has done everything he said he would do, including cutting the budget. The list goes on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, he has spent more money in 2 months and 2 weeks, 100 days, 2.5 months. He has spent more money in giving it to foreign offshore banks than all budgets of all presidents combined. That's a fact. It doesn't matter. Hillary says he's cut the budget. It'd be funny if it wasn't so sick. Oh, man. I see these reports literally 4 or 5 times a week. I never cover them. In the U.S. and Canada and in England, autistic kids, retarded kids getting tasered, getting beat up, getting beat to death, getting shot. And I just saw this one. This is one where at least they didn't hurt him. I mean, the guy's so autistic. I mean, he looks obviously like he's got serious mental deficiencies here. Doesn't matter. Walking home, they say you're not supposed to be walking home. He didn't respond. He looked funny to the police. Yeah, I mean, the government already hurt him enough. I mean, it's just, your mommy did what the government said and gave him the shots. I mean, that isn't enough for you? That brain inflammation isn't enough? No. They took him to jail for a couple days, no phone calls. She thought he'd been kidnapped or something. So good job on that. Just thought I'd mention it. Mayor supports chief's restriction in interest of public safety. This is out of Milwaukee, WISN-TV. It says you're allowed to have guns, but the police chief says you're not, even though there's not a law. And the mayor says he backs the chief on that. So we'll just, hey, there's no law, but we say, and we got the guns. So sit down and shut up. They're looking at their watches. The bank robbery goes on. They go, well, we've already stolen so much, there's no way you'll ever fix it, but we're going to steal even more. We're going to put you even more in debt, and the paramilitary forces will enforce that. You know, I was thinking about it, how every day I Google it in the morning, and I see news articles about the military running a checkpoint here, a checkpoint there, or the Marines running DWI checkpoints, or the Army running checkpoints, or you know, towns and cities and hamlets and parishes going, oh, yeah, the Army's put a couple of military intel officers as liaison officers in our in the police office, and they help us with intelligence gathering. Now, they're not arresting citizens. They just go out and advise the police and help with the citizens. High treason, total police state, total covert takeover. And they're putting military intel in the media and military intel in your local environmental groups. And I mean, it's chilling. It is bracing to know that all of this is going on. It really is. I mean, it's really happening. They really do have a covert operation for the covert takeover of the United States, more sophisticated but similar to the way Western governments and the Soviets previously took over hundreds of third world and old world and first world nations that they ran covert ops in. And they admit they're doing it. They say Congress has no authority over anything now. The legislatures don't. PDD 51, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, all of them. They are announcing in plain view, hey, Army Intel runs the local environmental groups. Well, they're here to help. I mean, you know, oh, yeah, the group's made up of Army Intel. They're here making sure you don't overwater your yard, and they're going to be running community taxes on carbon. Well, what's wrong with that? You know, this is freedom. And, yeah, public schools all over the country just are training the children how to tattle on their parents and how to watch their neighbors. And starting in the sixth grade nationwide, they have a law enforcement class they give kids, and parents sign their kids up for that. Oh, that sounds fun. You know, take that class. And a lot of schools, it's not elective, though. You have to. And it says, oh, you write dossiers on your parents and what they do on a computer. And then that's filed, and it's a federal grant for the classes in your local school. And then they have federal dossiers on mommy and daddy written by the sixth graders. And then the New York Times comes out and says the sixth graders come home and boss their parents around. And they said, well, that's good. That's the future. I mean, open, hardcore, vicious Soviet/Nazi style. And we just accept it. We're just, oh, yeah, that's the new America. Yeah. And we'll come back and take your phone calls and get into all this other news I've got here. A lot of economic news we're going to cover it as well today. Stay with us.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to
you know,
the
this issue of this deadly the virus missing from Fort Detrick, Maryland, is a big, big deal. But it won't do justice to it if I just cover it out of the gates. So I'll give you my breakdown of that coming up when we start the next hour. As I said, I got a bunch of economic news. GM to shut down most U.S. plants for the summer. They're taking the bailout money and moving to Brazil. They're all globalists. They're all traders, folks. They have paid tax incentives. The government has tax incentives to leave. They don't want you producing. They don't want a middle class. They want to kill the free market. That's why they're blaming the private banks that have run this scam, that run the world government, who want socialism. They socialize our wealth and centralize things. They're blaming that on free market right now. Do you see everything they do is about getting you institutionalized, about making you dependent, about getting you under their control? And they're doing a fabulous job of it. And they want the Iraqis under their control. And they wanted the Serbs under their control. You understand, this is about breaking people's backs. And it's in the government documents. It's in the UN documents, IMF, World Bank documents. This is what they do. They really have your bad interest at heart. They really want you enslaved. That's what all tyrants want. You understand that? These are evil people. And every time things get worse, they have a new solution that only makes it get worse. And then people follow that solution, and then it gets worse, and they got another solution, and then it gets worse, leading you down that path. JC in Florida, then John, Barbara, Matt, and Don. JC, go ahead. Okay, JC's not there. Let's go ahead and go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing? It's been a little while since I called in, but there are a few things I really wanted to touch on.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, touch on them.
First off, have you covered the Supreme Court case about the 13-year-old honor student that was strip searched that was being argued this week?
I remember that all over the country they've been strip searching people. Can you turn your radio off? Hold on just a minute. Can you turn your radio off?
I'm on a cell phone. Sorry.
Okay, well, something's echoing back. Okay, sorry. Yes, I am aware of the case of the Supreme Court hearing the strip search at the school. What happened with the case?
Well, I don't know if it's been decided yet, but in the arguments, it was basically she was accused of having an aspirin, and that's all. And
I remember that. Yeah. She wasn't she caught giving a friend an aspirin,
She wasn't caught. A friend said she said was not really even her friend anymore. Told that somebody got caught with aspirin, and then a friend that wasn't really a friend said that, oh, she's the one that had it. And she said that, so they searched her backpack, they searched her clothes.
That's right. They Stasied her. And then guys, print me the aspirin strip search case so I know the facts because I forget it. Here, you go ahead and tell me what happened.
Okay. Then they made her actually pull down her, to open up her bra, to shake out the bra and to shake out the crotch of her panties, and just total humiliation. She was an honor student. And in the case and the arguments, the Supreme Court was it sounded like the justices were saying, okay, well, this sounds like it's too much in this case. But then when they were interviewing her ACLU lawyer, they're saying, well, what about in methamphetamine? Couldn't there be some cases where we could do this? So it looks like they might rule against the school district in this case, but they're going to set a precedent to say, well, maybe in future cases it's going to be okay, from what I could tell.
Well, that's what the Supreme Court did. They said, oh, you've got a Second Amendment right, but it can be restricted by law. And so Obama said, yeah, I can ban all your guns. The Second Amendment means I ban your guns. And that's what Holder and everybody else has been saying. It gives us the right to ban your guns. You have a right to hand them over. And, they do that in case after case. They'll say, yes, it's wrong they strip search this little girl, but sometimes we can strip search you. And there's been a bunch of these cases. They've even had cases where men strip search girls, and they just say that's the way it is. They're putting cameras in boys and girls' showers in public schools. In one case in Tennessee, the visiting girls' basketball team went in and saw cameras in the showers, ran out screaming. It was a big scene. And they said, well, we videotape your naked daughters. What's the big deal? We'll be right back.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house.
We're going to go back to John in Tennessee in a minute, then Barbara, Matt, Don, and many others. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us.
Like a dog with
I can't keep track of everything, so I'm glad you called in about this. Here's UPI on it. High court weighs school strip searches. The Supreme Court appeared ready Tuesday to approve broad school authority to strip search students for drugs, even when the suspect is a 13-year-old girl. And it goes through the liberal and conservative justices from Court Watchers reports saying they agreed with it. And they said it's reasonable. And so they said that that's what these prison camps are for. It's to strip search 13-year-old honor students. Now, remember what the head of the NSA, then he became head of the CIA, Hayden, said when he got questioned by a constitutional lawyer at a press conference. He said, the Fourth Amendment says that you've got to have oath or affirmation, particular place and persons to be searched, listing what's being searched for, and you've got to have a warrant from a judge, and that's probable cause, and that's the definition. And he said, no, all we have to do, the government has to think it's reasonable. Any age, no government can just say it's reasonable. And the lawyer said, that's not what the Fourth Amendment says. Well, that's what the Supreme Court said. And so they were having arguments with the lawyers for and con no more Fourth Amendment, pro and con. And that's what they said. In fact, let me just turn to the Fourth Amendment itself. I've pretty much got it memorized, but let me just read it. And it's in its entirety. I've got a little citizen rule book. Section 1, a handbook for jurors, jury duty. You are above the law, jury rights, law of the land. 10 Commandments, Communist Manifesto, know what their system is. Give up rights, jury tampering. Patrick Henry Schacht, jury of peers. Freedom from William Penn. Jefferson's warnings Original documents, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights, page 49. By the way, every order of DVDs, books, T-shirts, anything at InfoWars.com, you get this little 62-page citizen rule book. Okay, Bill of Rights. Let's go to Article 4 here. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Their persons, that little girl's body. Everybody knows a third world police state, they strip search adults without a warrant, much less kids. But see, they don't care now. They know that you're dumb and watching American Idol, so they're making their move. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall be issued, but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So, you heard about judges and oaths and particularly what's being searched. Well, here's the Supreme Court of today. I'm going to read you these quotes. Now, tell me, is that the same as what you just heard? The U.S. Supreme Court appeared ready Tuesday. We'll hear this later in the summer. You know, the months later they issue their rulings. To approve broad school authority to strip search students for drugs, even when the suspect is a 13-year-old girl. The justices heard arguments in the case of Savannah Redding, who was an 8th grade honor student, in late summer 2003 in a small community in Sanford, Arizona, despite having no history of disciplinary problems. Well, that's who they want. They're mad about that. This is to put you into the prison system. It literally is. The girl was forced to strip down to her bra and panties while school officials looked for an aspirin substitute ibuprofen. So they even knew it was supposedly. And, folks, they send kids to juvie hall for aspirin. Moms don't know. Send them aspirin or something. It's in their lunchbox. But they arrested a girl a few weeks ago for giving somebody a Ludens. It had no drugs, not even menthol in it. It was the type, it was just really a candy. Will you Google girl arrested for cough drop? Thanks. Because this is a prison. Their job is to get you in the system. Right here in Austin, you're late to class three times, they charge you with truancy. It doesn't matter if the law says that's not truancy. Then they call the dads in and the moms in to the little portable building where they have court every week. And they threaten them. They say, sign this or I'll take your kids. And the dad signs them through deferred adjudication, waiving their rights contractually into probation. Now they got them. And then they're paid off. It's on record all over the country. The judges and even their lawyers are paid. School officials have been caught as well. This is nationwide, including here in Austin, but they don't care. The felony's just going unabated. And they are paid by the private juvie halls and the private foster homes that get, and that's why immediately when they get your kid, 67% of the time, even when they put them on Prozac or one of those drugs, because then your child is mentally ill, and instead of getting $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and then they barely feed them, and so you know the person keeps about $2,000 of that, they're getting $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, and then the cash flows, and then the payoffs are made. And that's on record. That's done. And that's how they roll. And they'll continue rolling. Just living around pure criminals running everything. The justices heard arguments in the case of Savannah Redding, who was an 8th grade honor student, in the late summer 2003 in the small community of Safford, Arizona. Despite having a history with no disciplinary problems, the girl was forced to strip down to her bra and panties while school officials looked for an aspirin substitute ibuprofen. You know, and this is kind of a whitewash. They actually made her pull the panties down. I remember that on the news. Another girl had been found with the drug. The drug. They don't call it aspirin. They call it the drug. They might as well call it the Al-Qaeda. Another girl had been found with the Al-Qaeda terror attack and had blamed Redding for giving it to her. Good little tattletales. They're trained well. Next, it'll be a Siberian labor camp. They actually have federal bills to put you in prison for downloading music. Redding was also forced to pull her bra and panties away from her skin. Oh, they did tell the truth in her. Sorry, I hadn't read that yet. Shaking them to show they contain no pills, but exposing her breasts to public area. Yeah, there was a bunch of them enjoying themselves. Well, who do you think gets into schooling? I mean, most of them are normal, but the pervs are also there, and on average 5 to 1. It's above 5 times as many pervs in schooling as truancy officers, as juvie hall people, as CPS, as any other group. I mean, where do you think smart pervs go? That's why they're always getting caught. Another girl had been found with the drug, but blamed Redding for giving it to her. Redding was also forced to pull her bra and panties away from her skin, shaking them to show they contained no pills, but exposing her breast to public area, a federal appeals court said. The federal appeals court ruled that the search was unconstitutional. Well, they've been overruled, haven't they? And school officials had no immunity from a lawsuit filed on behalf of the girl. But in an argument Tuesday, even traditionally liberal Supreme Court justices, oh, they're so liberal, appeared ready to concede that the threat of drugs that the government ships in and the Ritalin and Prozac are pushing on them, but the threat of aspirin, not a problem, outweighed the threat of embarrassment, Scott, U.S. blog reported. Though the Obama administration lawyer and civil liberties attorney argued that strip searches should be strictly limited. So see how they spin it? They're arguing for it. They just say it should be strictly limited. Even liberal Justice David Souter suggested Redding's ordeal was acceptable under the Fourth Amendment, which bans unreasonable searches. See how they go in? I mean, soon they'll just say one word, searches. Fourth Amendment says we search you. See, it says searches there. That's how they take it out of context. Souter said from the bench, if the school official's thought process was, I'd rather have a kid embarrassed rather than some kid be dead. Oh, yes, from the aspirin. It's that reasonable under the Fourth Amendment. And now they're talking about arresting kids that sneak peanuts to school because, you know, that can kill the kids because they give you all the shots that make you have autoimmune problems. And then, you know, liberal Justice Stephen Breyer said the key swing vote, Justice Anthony Kennedy, also appeared ready to consider the search reasonable, the website said. The Supreme Court should rule on the case before its summer recess. So I said I'd get to your calls, but the caller brings up a big deal. So thanks for bringing that to our attention. Yeah, you know, the NSA could never legally spy on you without a warrant before, but now they say, well, we don't need no stinking warrants. It means reasonable, and we've decided it's not unreasonable. It doesn't matter what the Fourth Amendment says in clear English. They say it's okay. They say torture's okay now. Or they say, putting a kid in a box with spiders or waterboarding somebody, drowning them 3 times a day is not torture. Or, you know, raping somebody's wife in front of them is not torture. And they go, you're right, it's not. Besides, Jack Bauer's a hero and he's chopping people's fingers off on TV and it gets the answers, and we all fantasize about it and live through him. So, you know, the right of the people to be secure in their persons. Well, that little girl's not secure in her, but she went to a government training camp. Well, it's for her safety, though. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. I guess while she was in their clutches, waiving your rights, and the schools have argued in federal and state court they own your children, that they could have held her there till they got a warrant and then had a female juvenile officer, boy, you know who they are, like little girls, do you, lady, come and do the search. Okay. By the way, I was in juvenile one time and had the jail guard try to have sex with me. So don't tell me. I know who works there. I know who you are. You know who we are. And we know you're scum and you live through the government. We're aware of you. We're spreading the word about all of you and your pedophile guilds. You pieces of trash. We've had enough of you. We're sick of your filth. Pretty soon it'll be banned to criticize them, though. NAMBLA's about to have the courts rule it's legal. ADL's running around supporting them. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. They got to have a judge, but not anymore. They go, we don't need no stinking warrant to take your blood at checkpoints. Then they lose lawsuits all over the country, federal grants to have the cops take blood at checkpoints. They go, okay, we'll have a judge issue a mass warrant. Just like these new mass warrants they signed for warrantless searching of your houses. that was for Al-Qaeda. Now we hear for any terror-related case, which is any misdemeanor, under Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act. So see how that works? All right, there you go. Look, it's all treason. It's all criminal. And they're just going to push and push and push because criminals run the government and they're shipping in the drugs and making money on the other side, putting people in prison that are dumb enough to use it, while they push all the legal drugs that are even worse than illegal drugs on the kids. And now they say they want to forcibly put all women who have babies on drugs, saying they're mentally ill for 6 months after they have a baby. I mean, these people mean business, folks. This is a high-tech tyranny. Now they got their green tyranny, their carbon footprint tyranny, to be run by military people in every city. I mean, we're in trouble. And you better start saying no to these crooks, because laying down to them just makes them run all over us. Okay, John, you said you had one more point, and we'll go to everybody else.
Yeah, I guess the last point, my black Muslim barber has been woken up by a combination of Endgame and the Obama deception. I didn't give it to him. I'm African-American myself, and it is tough in our community, but people are waking up. And you should try to get Cornel West on your show. I was listening to him on the Tavis Smiley show the other day, and he was talking about how Obama's a neoliberal controlled by Wall Street, and they're taking the money from the poor and giving it to the bankers. And
yeah, I know Cornel West. In fact, write that down. Cornel West, I want him. And I want Tony Brown back on. Tony Brown, Cornel West. And I want Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes. I want Alan Keyes. I want Tony Brown and Cornel West. That's a good idea, my friend.
All right.
Anything
take
else?
Care.
Thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate it, John. I mean, now they're strip searching your kids looking for aspirins, folks. It's unbelievable. Barbara in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I know it's a funny question to ask. I mean, everything is just
I'm actually not doing
crazy.
Too well. I'm actually not doing too well.
Well, maybe you need to go to school and get one of those aspirins from that little girl. Just kidding. A lot of the things that you talk about, I haven't called you in 5 years. We moved up here from Colorado, and the last time I called you, I just gave you a little blurb on how during your 911 tyranny film, we were watching innocently the 1972 version of Herbie Rides Again, and I was telling you about how the buildings were going down. My daughter points out, Mommy, this looks just like one of Alex Jones' tapes, and so anyway, it's been a while since I've called.
I remember your phone call.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But we still, you know, we're still up here homeschooling like we've always done. We've raised all our kids on shortwave. They're all in college or gone now. But we have our daughter, and we live in Alaska, and Alaska's a very friendly homeschooling state. And as a matter of fact, it's very friendly. A lot of people can actually receive money from the state to homeschool, of which we don't do.
Well, that's because people have been, for those that don't know, so spread out that people have been homeschooled there since the beginning, so it's in the infrastructure.
Right, and it's very, I mean, the lawyers talk about how Alaska sets the way for, you know, homeschool reform, and Alaska's a great state. Well, it can be, but the things you talk about, even on hold, I was on hold the other day, and that Pastor Anderson with his Border Patrol story was just unbelievable. And while you were talking to him and you guys were talking about the King James Version of the Bible, I was just going to give you a little hint. I don't know if you've heard about the Geneva Bible, but as soon as we began hearing about it, there's been several men or several groups and organizations have brought back the reprinting of the Geneva Bible, which was the version printed before King James decided that some of the marginal notes in the Bible were very... He was just calling them seditious because he wanted his own version of Bible written so that people would...
Yeah, I'm not a huge Bible scholar, but I know there's a big difference, and reportedly the Geneva's older. But maybe we can have a scholar on to talk about the differences between the two.
But when we finally realized it one day, my husband and I were sitting there, I go, How dumb can we be? King James Version? I mean, of course. We're going to have to, you know, and the Geneva is what the reformers and the people who came over here on the Mayflower brought with them. And so, you know, they were fleeing for religious persecution reasons, but, you know, to bring that back. And when I heard your people yesterday, or day before yesterday, that talking about the Oath Keepers and how the people that they were listening to had these monosyllabic words that they were using, and they sounded like the reformers. A lot of these men are the men that have brought back this Geneva reprinting. But I'm calling specifically about what's going on up here in Seward.
All right, well, tell us about that brief when we get back. We'll get to everybody else.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
This is out of England, but I see similar stuff everywhere. I'm going to cover it later. London Telegraph. Children tracked by sat-nav to stop bad behavior. Children will be tracked by satellite on public transport and encouraged to spy on their friends and report bad behavior under a pilot scheme by the Welsh Assembly. By the government, openly, with big billboards. Tattle on your neighbors, tattle on your parents, tattle on other kids. I mean, folks, there's a reason this has always been looked down on and been seen as pure evil. Because governments are almost always evil, and they do this to carry out tyranny. Folks, I'm really optimistic, though, because I know we've warned so many people, and most of them have laughed and giggled, but a lot of people have seen what we've talked about come true. And as this stuff unfolds and gets worse and worse and worse, more people that were in denial are going to finally wake up. And in the end, we're going to make it through this if we ask God for help. But it's really moving fast now, and I'm freaked out for my family, my children, everything. I wish I could be like the Puritans and have some place to run. I wish there was some new world, new country, new place to go with people that wanted to be free. But they've got the whole planet. The globalists are in full control, and we've got to get it back from them. It just doesn't have to be like this. And this is the eugenics war. They are carrying out quiet, soft kill attacks on all of us. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Quiet weapons for silent wars. You can look at it either way. Google those terms, and you'll find out what we're talking about here. Barbara, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Okay. Well, what's really going on here does have to do with a lot of what you're saying, especially with the school and the children. And of
okay,
course,
well, tell folks what's happening.
Okay. This weekend, beginning on Friday, the Seward Public High School is implementing their every 15-minute program. Have you ever heard of that?
I'm sure I've. What is it?
It's a deaf awareness type shock psychology thing.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah. No. Your suicides will explode. It's death education. Yes, I know what it is.
Right. And they first of all, a couple of months ago, they sent out letters to very select special leader students.
Yeah, they're going to teach your kids how to. It's a eugenics culture of death. They're going to teach your kids how to.
They have chosen them for this program.
No, they're going to teach them how to commit. They're going to teach them how to commit suicide. Just like the DARE program taught them how to use drugs and actually made drug use go up.
Well, I read the like 15-page documents of the permission forms that the parents were supposed to have signed to release the children over to this stuff, and anybody in their right mind would never sign any of this.
You know, I should do an article. We haven't done an article probably in 10 years on this. 2020 did a piece. Columbine was the first place in the nation to do it years before in 1991, before Columbine, because it's a federal black ops site, clearly. It's been documented, and they teach them how to hang themselves, what it's like to die. Don't commit suicide when you get upset. Don't do this. Don't tie a rope or shoelace. You know, it's so easy. Don't tie a long shoelace around your neck and hang it on the door, and then the little girls go hang themselves. But, you know, the parents put them in a death camp, so they're going to learn how to commit suicide. So I don't know what we're supposed to do for folks. But why don't you fax me? In fact, guys, what's the fax number again? Everybody faxes all that preacher stuff the other day. I need those, and I also need I know we have a new fax number. Fax me that particular, it's called the 15-minute program?
Every 15 minutes.
Yeah, every 15 minutes. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different names for death education. But I'm going to hold you over again. See, these calls are too good, folks. They bring up too much key info, and today it's about the schools. And I want you to know, when you put your children in public schools, you put them in a death camp. You teach them to a place where they're going to push Ritalin and Prozac on them, where they're going to have illegal drugs pushed on them by the drug pushers, where they're going to learn how to have sex early, where they're going to be teased by their friends and learn the Madison Avenue thing of feeling inadequate. They are modern brainwashing re-education centers. There is so much going on during the break. So many documents I'm reading over, so many faxes, emails, more federal reports demonizing patriots than I forget. That's a 1 minute break. And they're like, get in there, get in there. I apologize. Okay, quickly get to your info, Barbara, without me interrupting with other data. Okay, so you've got this. Hold on. I'm just finishing. Some stations join us. Some stations join us. I'm going to have to recap. Let me just recap this. It's a death education program going on in Anchorage called Every 15 Minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, it's actually Seward, Alaska, not Anchorage, but the biggest point, and I'll cut right to the chase, our town is being cut off with no transportation in or out during these 3 days. They're going to lock these children down in the school for 3 days, and our state, Alaska Department of Education, or Transportation, I went to a city council meeting on Monday, a public meeting. They gave us a 3-week notice that our town will be literally cut off with no transportation in or out, and we will literally be an island. The only way to get into our town, Seward is known as the northernmost ice-free port in Alaska. We have cruise ships coming in all summer long. People can come in by cruise, and there's also the rail, which goes straight from here, Seward, into Fairbanks. Now, it makes a stop in Anchorage, and the town was literally outraged that we had no previous notice that this was going to happen. Businesses, this is called our shoulder season. We have a huge season with tourists, and it's guaranteed, you know, every June, July, our town swells to probably 15,000 on July 4th with this noted Mount Marathon race. But our town relies on tourism, fishing industry, and going in and out. And now, within 3 weeks ago, we got notices via the Chamber of Commerce. They sent out via email that our town will literally be cut off. Well, the man who conducted the meeting at City Council said this is totally inexcusable for a professional organization. There's no way you can cut off our town and strip us of our livelihood without giving us an alternative. They did not give us an alternative roadway out or in. If you've ever been
here, I'm going to need to stop you now because this is probably the 10th or more time I get freaked out emails out of Seward since last Monday. So 4 days ago, I keep getting emails saying they've announced they're locking down Seward. They're telling us they're locking down the schools, that it's part of a martial law drill. And then I told my producer, I don't know if he did. I said, email these people back. Get us documentation. Get us the announcements. Get us the releases. Get us the proof. And no one's done that. Now, I can get on a plane and come to Seward because they are doing martial law lockdowns all over the country, we know, doing these drills. And again, the governor of Tennessee told the Army, you can't run these warrantless checkpoints. The Army said, we're going to go ahead and do it. That happened 2 weekends ago. So I'm going to come back to you again, and I'm going to give you the fax number and the email. It's Rob D, just the letter D, Rob D at Infowars.com. You can email all your documentation there. I'm going to give you a fax number. Stay there, Barbara. I want to hear specifics.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, this only happens about every 8-9 months. When we have a Charlie Sheen on, or when we have a Jesse Ventura, or some pastor about FEMA camps. It just happened with this lady, but I'm sure it is just the phone company. The entire phone system just went dead at Genesis. The entire phone system just went dead at Genesis, and we were going to hear from her. Now, again, I've got a limited staff. I don't make that much money to have a big staff here. And then it's hard to hire people that can understand it or can multitask or actually even execute it. Because we get hundreds and hundreds of faxes, thousands and thousands of emails a day. All of them are important. And that's the thousands of good emails. There's thousands of other spam, but I'm saying thousands of good ones. And I keep hearing from Seward, Alaska, that they've announced they're going to lock the town down for 3 days, that they're locking the school down, and that they're going to have death education at the school while this is going on. And as the lady was telling me this, what was her name? Barbara from Alaska. I started remembering all the emails we keep getting about this. And I've told my producer, I said, check into that. But he's, you know, busy doing 10 other things. And so you can email us, robd@infowars.com, if you are in Alaska, in Seward or surrounding areas. That's our only form of communication now. We don't have phones. You can also fax us at 866-894-1767. That's a computer fax, but your fax machine will fax to it. 866-894-1767. 866-894-1767. Now, if you Google death education, if you do that, if you Google those terms, they teach the kids how to commit suicide. They tell them, oh, don't do this when you get upset. If you are feeling upset, come to your counselor. We'll put you on Prozac and Ritalin or other drugs. Literally, that's what it's about. They try to freak them out. They try to give them mental illnesses. They try to make them neurotic. They try to medicalize everything. And I need Kurt Nimmo and everybody to do research on this Seward shutdown because and how it ties into this big FEMA martial law drill that's coming up right during the same time period that they admit they're having on how to spy on the American people, how to federalize every town and city. And then we need to pull up, just like my webmasters were able to pull up and the folks in the forum were able to pull up, the Prison Planet Forum, there was a group of AP articles in around the country, but mainly Michigan, where they take elementary students out, tell them it's a surprise, and they have men in black uniforms run up with guns and say, I'm going to kill you. The children defecate on themselves, urinate on themselves. It's hardcore brainwashing trauma. They then throw fake blood on them, and they scream, we're homeschoolers, we're homeschoolers, we're homeschoolers. We want you to know what it's like. We're homeschoolers against public education who are for the Second Amendment. And then the police dance around under federal grants yelling, I love the Second Amendment. Now, this makes the children hate the Second Amendment for life and hate homeschooling. It is hardcore Soviet re-education camp. And if you think I'm making this up, I give you my word it's real. In fact, no one will believe me. We must find those articles from Michigan, Texas, California, Oregon, New York, Florida. In fact, I'm going to give you the Florida right now. 1998, Hobbs Middle School, headline, Marine Drill Scares Students. Second headline, Marine Drill Causes Controversy. That is posted somewhere on InfoWars. It takes me 30 minutes to find it when I look myself. I even have it copied and saved. Pensacola, Florida, the Marines come in and scream, this is what martial law is like. We're going to kill you. Prepare to be executed. And they line, in that case, the seventh graders up, crapping on themselves. This is hardcore mind control. Now, the other case, let me go deep in my memory. God, give me the strength. I got to get more people to have files or something. The Michigan case, what was the name of the town? It was a large town. I believe if you Google homeschoolers against public education, it'll come up. That's what the police called it as they did the hardcore mind control op. I mean, this is hardcore mind control. And that's why I can't stand this job anymore, but I can't go back from knowing. I mean, I have to know all over the place. Okay, I've got another one. Minnesota, Minneapolis School District. We had the teacher and her lawyer on. It was in the Pioneer Press and the other daily paper in Minneapolis-St. Paul. They came out to the portable buildings, announced they were terrorists, told the school children and the teachers in the seventh grade again, that's their favorite brainwashing age, sixth and seventh, they were all going to be killed. They marched them in the woods and said, get on your knees, we're going to kill you. The children all urinated and defecated on themselves. The teachers collapsed and are now basket cases. I want that article found, and I want it in there, too. You see, I don't even articulate how hardcore this is. And it must be real, because I keep getting reports, emails, and calls about what's happening in Seward, Alaska. But this is a three-day one. Now, I just remembered another one. There's hundreds of these I've seen. Hold on. Kansas and Oklahoma, wait, and California and Texas. In the last 2 years, I've seen articles where they did these death education psychology drills, getting the parents to sign over. They bring the 7th and 8th grade students to university facilities, literal re-education camps, and then they practice mass shootings where the killers come in and kill them and even knock out windows for realism and make the children think they're going to be killed to create catatonic mental patients who will be against the Second Amendment. They're beta testing this everywhere. Okay, we need those articles. You see the picture? How no one's connecting the dots here of the hardcore abuse of children going on, and I can't take it anymore. And I can't take not having the staff. I can't take not having the brain know-how myself to not be able to put all this together like it should be. Like, I'm just going to say it right now. I am busting my butt trying to get sponsors to pay for everything. And then polluting the daylights out of the show, even though they're great sponsors, it does pollute the show to have all these sponsors. What am I supposed to do? And then I try to interview people. I try to do job interviews, and the public's so brain damaged and so messed up, it's hard to find people that can even understand what we're doing here and know how to do this. Or those that we know who are fans can't be trusted because those are generally infiltrators. I don't know how to hire people or how to do it. I don't know why other sites and other patriot groups don't get the full analysis down. I wish other people had this figured out. I find a few people I try to hire sometimes who seem like they know what's going on with the New World Order, and it turns out they're egomaniac, mentally ill, and go after me. So I don't know. I don't understand it, but God almighty. God almighty. They're doing brainwashing camps everywhere right now with your children. I've probably seen 50-plus reports. I mean, I see them every few weeks, where they lock the school down for the day, generally with elementary students, third to fourth grade, because they found they can be controlled and won't break down and freak out too much, because then it causes a whole panic. They have the children locked down. They say in the news articles, and the news articles report this like it's normal. This is run by psychiatrists. They have the children humiliated. They defecate in front of each other in trash cans. They're not allowed. And I'm sorry, defecation's part of this. I got to keep mentioning that. It's gross. This is what's going on. They don't let them go to the bathroom. It says they don't give them lunch that day to give them low blood sugar to make the terror attack more real. Quote, so they'll be safe when the terrorists really attack. See, that's the will. It's for their safety. The children aren't given food. And then they're kept till their parents come. And the parents always get upset, and the school just laughs at them. They're setting the precedent to do hardcore mind control. And then by the sixth period, but again, this is in the earlier classes, but that's how they describe it. But later in the afternoon, they don't have periods then. But the point is, later in the afternoon, they come, and then the SWAT team comes with dogs barking at the kids and drags them around. Don't believe me? I've seen more than 50 of those. So they're doing this everywhere. I just remembered another one. We were sent video. It was not even in the news. Later, the news reported on it. The Ozarks bordering Arkansas in Missouri is what I remember. We have video of it. Don't have the staff to even dig it out and play it. We played it on local access. This was 10 years ago. They would put guns to the kids' heads, put them on FEMA buses, and take them to a nearby FEMA camp and tell them, we're getting you ready for this. Did the phone system come back up? This is absolutely ridiculous. It's just unbelievable. You know, I almost feel like just a moment of silence to get people's attention. Like I should just go off the air right now. Like not even have a rebroadcast, just have dead air. Because almost talking about this almost makes it like it's commonplace and no big deal. Do you understand how the Soviet mind control camps worked? Do you understand how the Soviet re-education schools, all of this sensitivity training and all of this crap is meant to turn each other at each other's throats, think about all our differences, ninny with each other, have men and women fight with each other, all these petty power plays in people's homes with their families, petty power plays with bosses, a neurotic, sickening, brainwashed public. They do that so you don't stand together. They divide you. They screw you up. They are savagely brainwashing. Folks, a child having a real mugging traumatizes them for life. 9 times out of 10, they're screwed up. The schools do this to all the kids, and they're screwing them all up. And I hate your guts, filth. I hate you for what you've done, and we're going to bring you to justice, God willing, because we love the good people. Seward, but nothing about the school. Doesn't matter. I got them everywhere. I believe the lady. Ma'am, I'm sorry the Genesis phone system went down, but you can fax us at 866-894-1767. And if you're having school death education, school brainwashing, school mass shooting drills, they usually don't tell you because that doesn't terrorize the kids as much as they like. 866-894-1767. You can fax us there with what's happening. Or pastors being given letters that we've confirmed telling them you do not have a First Amendment, you do not badmouth any government programs, you keep your mouth shut or we'll revoke your 501c3 when the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They're not allowed to issue 501c3s. They're tax exempt because they're outside the purview, but they trick you into the contracting. I wonder if we'll be up for Alan Combs. Probably not. We'll go ahead and get a phone patch set up for one of the backup lines so we can get him on that way, okay? I guess that's why I set up my own system here. We actually have our own phone system. What am I thinking? Fire that sucker up. Let's go. Here's my phone system. We'll take your calls. Ma'am, I want people to wait until Barbara is able to call back in. What am I thinking? I get so upset about these school brainwashing drills that my brain quits working. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. That is the numbers, and we'll take your calls when we get back, and then I'll get into the bird flu, swine flu, new bio weapon released, vials missing from Fort Detrick, Maryland, the folks that brought you the anthrax attacks. We'll get into all of that. And when are we going to open the system up? It's now open. You can call in. 888-201-2244. And we can take your phone calls here on my phone system. And I guess we'll just call Alan Combs off our system too when he comes on the show. This is the type of faxes I am getting on the fax machine. Home of the Patriots. Duplessis Primary School, Gonzales, Louisiana, 38101 Highway 621. Miss Williamson is the principal. The assistant principal is Laurette Thomas, and it says, the Ascension Parish Child Nutrition Program is implementing a touch-and-go system for tracking students' meals. Buy and selling. You got a thumbprint. No cash allowed, and they track what your kids are eating for the CPS. This system will offer increased security and will reduce errors as we work to increase efficiency in our cafeterias. Students and or parents can decide what they want to do, want to participate. And those, see, many schools don't allow that. And those students, first they phase it in, will use a number or their name to identify themselves. Oh, that's your choice. You do thumbprint, but you've got to scan. A scan of the student's finger is taken, and the software. So, see, you have a choice. Their name or a number. But we're going to have it attached to their name in the database, so that's your fake choice. You have a choice. We'll shoot you in the head with a 45 or a 357. Students and or parents can decide what they want to do. Those students will use a number or their name to identify themselves. A scan of the student's finger is taken, and the software will create a template that it will match against the finger scan done in the lunch line every day for food service billing. The template is comprised of points that mark identifying features called minutia. The original scan of the finger is not written in the hard drive. Total lie. With that image, they say that's the same. I have a news clip in Police State 3 Total Enslavement with the local news going, they thumbprint you to get your food at HEB stores at the self-serve lines. They thumb scan you, but it's not an image of your finger. It's zeros and ones. But they reconstitute it to the image. See how it's always the same PR when they sell this. The original scan of the finger is not written to the hard drive. Only the template of the points it's saved and encrypted and tied to the computer system. Students will need to be rescanned if they switch schools because the system does not allow the template to be moved. Total lies. Please indicate your preference by checking one of the following. I get permission for my child to do the scanning. I do not get permission for my child to do scanning. Parent signature. Disgusting filth. And you go in gyms, grocery stores, bookstores, libraries. Oh, I need you the digital thumbprint. You know, the ink at the banks, getting you trained on ink. Turn it over and those ink pads say it's a biometric consortium paying for it to condition you like Pavlov's dogs.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, every 15 minutes is a form of death education, trauma-based mind control, but it's for a good reason. It's a anti-drunk driving thing, but it does have elements of death education in it. Throwing fake blood on them, grim reapers running around, little camps where they brainwash the kids, but this is nothing compared to where they tell them we're homeschoolers and we're going to kill you, and the teachers collapse thinking they're really being killed. And that's mainstream Associated Press. We're going to write. I want a big article. I don't care who does it. One of my few people. Let's get it up. I earlier listed all the articles. So you can go to every15minutes.com. It's more just brainwashing in the schools with recruiters and police and military. And I've got the Hobbs Middle School, the Marines, saying this is what martial law is like, line up with machine guns to their backs. Hobbs Middle School, Pensacola, Florida. I can go on and list case after case after case. In fact, Google right now, guys, even though it's 11 years old, it's been going on a long time. There's new ones all the time, but I remember this one particularly. Google Hobbs Middle School Marine Drill. Marines Drill. And let's see if it comes up. We need to create a big thread at prisonplanet.com. And the guys can find it. There it is. Oh. Red alert means you will be a prisoner in your home, and the schools will keep you from your children, taking them to secret locations. Infowars.com. I guess that's something I wrote. And okay, but in there, they're going to have a link to the Marine Corps deal. That's why that came up. Control-F Marines. And then that'll, in the article. School boost preparations for attack. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up their children. Washington Post. Yeah, print me that. You know what? Just this is an important subject I haven't talked about in a while. Print me every article that I linked to in that data article I wrote. Print me every article in there, but also go back to the main source page we wrote and do a control F Marines, because that's going to have a link to Hobbs Middle School. Control F Marines. Yeah, there it is. Marines terrify children and told them this is a mock terror attack. There it is. Yes, right there by Jenny LaCosta, News Journal staff writer. You think I'm joking around about this, folks? You think we're playing games here? Just makes me sick. This gets to me. This is such tyranny. The government's so criminal. It's classic Soviet brainwashing. I've had it. I guess Barbara was unable to get through on our phone system, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Barbara, I need you. You said you have the document about them keeping at the school for days. I need that. But I want to go ahead and open a thread about how they, because people don't believe that. They have to read it. In fact, look in that article. I bet that's got them where they don't let them go to the bathroom for torture. In fact, Google this. School drill, children forced to use trash cans. I want mainstream documentation for the listeners. They don't believe it. They will hear it read on air to understand. Because I know you don't believe it. I can't believe this stuff. I can't believe they're doing it. I can't believe they take foster children and radiate them to death in government tests and admit it. That's who they are. And they got, and it's all about testing the schools and seeing if the weak-kneed scum that run them will go along with it. Now, there was one. Classroom trash can uses toilet. That is a mainstream article. Read the bottom. It's reposted at Red Orbit. That's Associated Press. Give it to me. You know what? I'm just going to read all these right now on air. Oh, thank you. Oh, Washington Post. Oh, Pensacola News Journal. Oh, Associated Press. Oh, thank you. Classroom trash can used as toilet. Just give them all to me. Just give me everything. I just want it all for everybody. And then I'm going to take calls now. Then I'm going to get into the torture of the children next hour. Then I'm going to get into the vials of a deadly bioweapon missing from Fort Detrick, Maryland, the same folks that mailed out the weaponized anthrax. Are they getting ready for a bio attack? I don't know. But they sure have done it in the past, and they sure are hardcore murderers. Oh, I just want to stop them. Oh, I just can't stand it. I'm so sick of these criminals running everything. Classroom trash can used as toilet. A fifth grade teacher allowed five students and a boy and four girls use a trash can as a toilet during a school lockdown drill when no one was supposed to leave the classroom. Google this too. I'm going to read that later. Google this. Google children not allowed to eat during drill. Not allowed to eat all day. And they say that that's to torture them. Give me that too for them. You try not feeding your kid all day, they'll CPS your kid so fast it'll make your head spin and take them off to their government rape rooms where pot-bellied judges have their ways with them. On record, all the Homeland Security locals are down there at the party rape. I'm just so sick of you filth. I'm so sick of your garbage, and just know this, I'm fully aware of who you are. And see, I'm the crazy person because I'm a normal person with my head screwed on straight, and this drives me completely wild. I just want to, I want to bring these people to justice. Oh, you found a mainstream school website where they don't let the kids eat. Good, print it. It's all part of the torture of your children and setting the precedent. I guess Barbara couldn't get back in. I wanted her to be able to finish her story when the phone system went dead. Maybe she can't call our phone system. 800-259-9231, Barbara. All right, let's take calls like I said I would. Dan in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dan.
Good morning there, Alex. I just wanted to call up and drop my email address again for Barbara to get a hold of me because I'm up here in Anchorage. I know a lot of my like-minded people, and what I'd like to do is be able to get a bunch of our people together and go down there and possibly take the town of Stewart back over.
Well, that's the deal, is they've only got one bridge, as you know, so that's why they've chosen it to do a mock Soviet re-education camp.
BS, man. It's time to stand up and let these people know that we're for real. You know, we get enough people together, you know, keep it peaceful, but obviously, you know, have the expression of the Second Amendment on our hips. But it's time to make a stand at some point. It's time to make a stand. There's no way in heck that we should just allow them to take and indoctrinate our children like this. It's bad enough they do it in our schools, but now they're going to teach them about suicide? No. No. Barbara, my email address, amforfreedom@hotmail.com. amforfreedom@hotmail.com. Also, Alex, I'm rebroadcasting your voice up here in Anchorage like I said I would. I had to get an FM transmitter because I didn't have the funds for the AM. But I reached way out to the coolest airfield base, to my buddies out there, Matt and everybody. And I'm trying to get on the other side of town. So I'm also trying to get a preamp to be able to let people know about this. If you put something up on InfoWars with a bunch of links, I'll print it out and I'll start handing them out to people. Let people know what's going on. Get people pissed off because there's a lot of people up here that go down to Seward that love to fish, love to go out and watch the people run up the hill on the 4th of July. It's a bunch of craziness. But they're going to lock down the town. No. It's got to stop. Alaska's big and it's got a lot of bears. So I just wanted to know. It's time to make the fight. It's time to make the stand peacefully.
Absolutely, my friend. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Hey, guys, I want you to find the drill out of Michigan where they threw fake blood on them and told them they were homeschoolers there to kill them. Because, you know, they whitewash this on the news. Oh, there was a drill at the school today. I want folks to know what they're actually doing. They're just bringing me stacks of articles right now. I'm going to cover later. Kevin in Canada, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air, Kevin. Okay, we lost Kevin. Let's go to Richard in North Carolina. Richard, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
And then a statement, if I could. I was wondering what you thought of how, you notice how Russia and China both came out calling for the end of the dollar and a one-world currency. And I was wondering, do you think they somehow manipulated them into doing that? Or they're controlled by the New World Order, too?
Why would they
come out and say what the New World Order exactly wanted?
Well, look, do you see how Republicans and Democrats fight with each other? But it's over who controls the levers of the system. And so they're all for the system. The system is one thing. The New World Order is one thing. Then the globalists at the top fight and argue, one of the few things that's been holding them back partially, over who gets to control the levers. You see, it's kind of like you can have a new university president bidding for control to fire the chancellor of the university. And, you know, he's trying to get the rest of the alumni and the board of directors on his side or her side. Still, the university's there. The university has its goals, what it teaches, what it does, its philosophy, its history. Okay, kind of like you'll have a ship that's had four or five captains. The ship's still there. It just gets a new captain. And so it's in the news today with the League of Arab States and others meeting, the Arab League and others saying, we want an Arab New World Order. So they're all saying, you know, the elitists are all, we want one world government. We all want to enslave people. That's what elites all want. That's the nature of government, power in high places, wickedness in high places, what the founding fathers said, what the Bible says, what philosophy states, what history shows. And so you got the Arabs, you got the Muslims, you got the Chinese, the Japanese, the Latin Americans, the U.S., the British, the Germans, the Russians. They're all fighting for their piece of the New World Order, and it's on record. So it's kind of like a pirate ship, and you got 100 pirates on it, and there's four or five really tough, mean pirates, and there's the one toughest, meanest, slyest, smartest captain, and you've got some of the second and third and fourth mates going, aye, it'd be nice if I were the captain. Maybe the New World Order should be mine. Shut up there, Bluebeard. You knows last time you made a move, you lost your eye with me. You understand? It's like a crime commission meeting in The Godfather, where there's 15 of them around, and he's like, I am here to make my peace. Will another vendetta bring back your son or my son Santino? No, I'm here saying until my death that I will not be the one to break the peace. But if a bolt of lightning should strike my son, or if a police officer should shoot him in the head on his way to work, then I will blame some of the people in this room. You understand now?
Right, right. What else I wanted to say was kind of goes along with what you've been saying a lot about arrest the bankers. I wanted to, like, put out a call, say, to, like, all lawyers and attorney generals and prosecutors and DAs. And it seems like if we could get them, we wouldn't be able to arrest the bankers unless you get people like that involved. And a lot of them, like DAs, and like I know that guy Barry, the Don't Bust Me guys running for attorney general and just things like that, and get people to get lawyers and district attorneys and stuff. And it's kind of like, you know, Vincent Bugliosi wrote that book saying, how to prosecute George Bush. And he said that he established jurisdiction for any DA anywhere in America that somebody got killed in that war. They could convene a grand jury and start looking into that. And, there's so many questions that are just so glaring. He's like specifically that one about the World Trade Center 7 where that fire captain was talking to Brian Williams on MSNBC and said, we were told that that building was going to fall down, or else if it didn't, it would have to be taken down on its own.
Sir, we have more than 15 videos, and I'm just going from memory. It's probably 20 or 30. We got more than 15 videos of cops, firemen, city officials, you name it, going, yeah, we're going to blow up Building 7, get back, it's coming down. Then BBC false starts 25 minutes before on both channels, the same script simultaneously, BBC World, BBC 24, and right. Fox and CNN all simultaneously. And what did I say? I said, that was probably a Reuters report, an internal Reuters report, false start scripting, and boom. A year and a half after that news broke, they admitted, yeah, Reuters told us the Building 7 had come down just the way it came down. Of course, I mean, that's what I mean. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, couldn't any district attorney who had someone in their city died at 9/11 convene a grand jury and subpoena that fire captain and
they
say,
did
who
that.
Told you
they
that?
Did that in Oklahoma City. They had the police officers, the firemen, the medical workers coming into the grand jury. And the foreman and the bombs being removed and all of it, and the FBI came with their guns to Hoppy Heidelberg's house, and they said, keep your mouth shut, and they had him removed off the grand jury, and then they killed some of the police and medical workers. I mean the cops would radio, I got feds behind me, I'll call you in a minute, and they'd find the cop all tortured and murdered in the field. I mean, these people don't play games. But yes, we've got to have bold district attorney. Look, I'm risking my life saying arrest them. That, believe me, they don't like that.
That seems like, I mean, we could talk all day about, yeah, 9/11 was an inside job and we need to do this or that, but it seems like if we don't fight them with lawyers and the law, like the way they try to do everything, and answer those questions, you know, who told that fire captain
Elliot,
was going to happen?
Well, listen, and I appreciate your call. There was talk with Barry Jennings of people filing lawsuits and trying to get subpoenas of Barry Jennings. And then he was deader than a hammer. And private investigators have been hired to look into it. And they come back on record saying, we quit. You call the police. This is a police matter. We're not touching this. And they're scared to death. Okay. So, these people will murder anybody. Now, I'm not saying they're invincible. You just let everybody know they staged the terror attacks. You let everybody know they staged Oklahoma City. You let everybody know how corrupt they are. And you do that, and you do the best job you can. And you just continue to expose them. And you point out that the bankers that run the country now that have stolen $12.8 trillion in 6 months and growing, they are the ones who are now setting up the new Bank of the World, the new IMF of the World, the new New World Order system that you'll pay all your taxes to. And by the way, I got like five or six in my stack, mainstream articles announcing world government again, oven by the bankers, and then if we'll just let the private banks set up a world government and pay our taxes to them, that this will fix all the financial problems. Just like in 1913, they said, give the bankers control of the Federal Reserve, and they'll never have another recession. And we had the depression they engineered, just like they've done in every third world country. I mean, it's just, look, it's either them or us. They are going to give us no quarter, period. More of your calls straight ahead. Then coming up, I'm going to get into terrorizing the schools out of mainstream news, putting guns in their heads, telling them they're going to kill them, not telling them it's a drill, using Marines, using Army, using police, all part of Soviet brainwashing. This is hardcore brainwashing. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Personal.
Right when I start the next hour in T-minus 6 minutes.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
And coming up,
someone to hear
the guys
your
have
prayers,
printed what looks like 20, 30, I don't know, it's giant stacks of articles with Marines taking over schools, putting guns to kids' heads. Unannounced attacks on schools. Did you find the Minnesota one where they told them they were going to kill everybody and everybody started collapsing? You did find that one? I mean, it's just incredible. Do what? Oh, you found the... Yeah, that's the problem. I'm about to go live on TV. I want to show this to folks. Great job. You literally went crazy here. This is the AP. Michigan school directive portrays homeschoolers as terrorists. Yeah. Here it is, Associated Press. And they tell them we're homeschoolers and we're going to kill you. And then don't tell them it's a drill. Look at this one. I shouldn't laugh. This is so sick. This is Jenny LaCosta, Pensacola News Journal. This is from the Web Archives. They've taken it off the newspaper. The sleepy atmosphere that precedes first period is broken in Hobbs Middle School on Thursday morning by the sound of Marines, Navy Coast Guard pilots marching through the school's halls while sixth graders in Lafayette, in Lynette Whitefield's geography class, were watching CNN reports on NATO airstrikes against Yugoslavia. They heard a voice break over the intercom. Military personnel, take your classrooms. The mock takeover of Hobbs Middle School by pilots and flight students from Whiting Field was a way to illustrate what martial law is all about, said Lieutenant Troy Bashirs, a Coast Guard pilot assigned to Whittington Field Naval Air Station. I'm going to read the whole thing later. Later it says, the federal government has told us to do this in preparations to prepare the public for martial law. See, and I'd get on air and go, they're getting ready for martial law. I don't know if they're going to do it, but they got the gun to our head. Because I was getting these reports all over the country. See, I mean, you can't make this up. I want to wake up out of this twilight zone, man. Oh, my gosh. All right, this is more than 20 articles you guys have given me. How am I going to cover it all? And then I've got this bioweapon news. Oh, God. Some days it really hits me, folks. Some days it really gets to me. And it's like everybody's zombified. Everybody's just mesmerized by the TV, hypnotized by the culture, kind of going through the paces, driving to work, going to the grocery store, going to the bar, going to the gym, going to church, and everybody says everything's fine. It isn't okay. It isn't all right. A bunch of psycho control freaks using hardcore psychological warfare taking over our societies. I've confirmed Army intelligence is in control of every major city, and I told you that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They've got most of the preachers on their payroll. They're everywhere. They're criminals. And it's all compartmentalized. The average cop, the average military person doesn't know about it, and I am sick of it. And it was all done so the bankers could take over. It was all done so they could do what they're doing right now. And we got to get mad. It's just like what they say in network. I don't know all the answers. I don't have all the solutions. All I know is, first, you've got to get mad and say, I'm a human being. I am not your slave. All right, we'll come back, take calls to start the PrisonPlanet.tv simulcast because I got to settle down and go through all these articles, and then we'll get to it. And then I got Alan Combs coming up. I got to hurry. Let me just tell you, since we're 2 hours into the show right now, I need your financial support. I can hire more people, do a better job, get more films out, do better if you buy the books and videos. Plus, they're the best things out there to fight the New World Order. Please get The Obama Deception on DVD at InfoWars.com. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Make copies of these things and get them out to the sheep and break the trance they're under. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A mother called in talking about a Seward, Alaska lockdown of the town drill and a multi-day event at the school, kind of a death education brainwashing meeting. So I just told my guys, I said, Google and print me all the articles you can find with just the keyword. What was the keyword? School drill. Children using trash cans as toilets. And they literally, this is more than 20 articles they just printed in the last 30 minutes. Now, I want you guys to Google Death Education Columbine 2020. This is in my film, Police Did to the Takeover. The mainstream news articles that they taught the kids how to get in coffins, how to hang themselves so they wouldn't do it. And, of course, massive suicides exploded at the school. The whole thing was a federally run brainwashing camp. That's been proven. It was a test model. And they staged the shootings there, of course. That's on record. We've proven that. Oh, you didn't know about that? But regardless, I start mentioning how they don't feed the kids all day. They make them use the bathroom in trash cans. They tell them that real terrorists are coming to kill them. They tell the kids in many of these drills, some they just ask for volunteers to do it on the weekend. It's the drama department, and that's reasonable. We want to be clear that I've gone and videotaped some of the ones that are reasonable. They still are meant to create fear. They still are meant to train everybody to, you know, kind of live in a police state and hate guns. And we're showing some of those right now, but those are at least with kids that volunteer. They have other ones all over the country where they go in unannounced, showing the mindset of these people. So I said I would go over those, and I have some news here dealing with missing ampule, three missing ampules. Yeah, there's Death Education at Columbine High. Excellent. 1999, you found it. There's another one, 1992. With them in the coffins, even if they didn't want to be in the coffins, they would sit on top of them until they felt like they were suffocating, to quote, it's kind of like waterboarding, to show them what death is like. And then this is where they teach you that terrorists are coming and are going to kill you and guns are bad and the police state's good. And that's all this is for, a bunch of crap. And then I already showed you martial law drills where they practice taking over our cities, but I'm going to get to that coming up in the next segment. But I kind of went wild here earlier. I'm trying to find my CNBC article dealing with the missing bioweapon. I mean, I can't keep track of this anymore. This is literally, I've probably got 200 articles today. Let's go ahead and get a call in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jessica in Texas. Jessica, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for putting chemtrails back on the top of the pile. I met you a couple years ago and didn't really know much about it then, but have found a lot of information. Wanted to tell people to check out carnicorn.com. That website's got a lot of information about what's in those things. And also was hoping you might indulge me in kind of a hardcore fantasy we all have about, you know, arresting the bankers and all the people creating all this tyranny here. And what you know, what is the legal process. I mean, can we do mass citizen arrest of all these treasonous people? Or
well, that's why they keep calling standing up for your private property is now terrorism. Protesting is terrorism. Yes, I mean, the answer to it is taking our counties, our cities, our states back, saying arrest, 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 you're criminals, pointing out that the elite is a fraudulent government. And I'll tell you what, stay there. We will all indulge our fantasies of arresting these people. The simplest, most direct way to beat them with one fell swoop.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In 52 minutes, we're scheduled to have Alan Combs on for 30. So I'm just going to give each caller 1 minute. Then I got to get into all this other important news that I have here in front of me. And then we will of course, get into what's happening in the schools, the re-education camps, literally, where they brainwash and terrorize children for mind control. Of course, the average cop doesn't even realize they're part of a literal reinvention of Soviet mind control. Literally. So let's go ahead and go back to Jessica in Texas. Go ahead and finish up.
Well, I was going to say, we have our own treasonous little Bilderberger right here in this city. Why? I mean, you know, Rick Perry. What's he still doing sitting up there on his seat?
Well, he's feeling the heat, so he's saying, I'm a patriot, I'm against the New World Order, I'm against federal tyranny.
Okay, but we have actual proof that he has committed treason. Why is he not in jail right now?
Because the state police and everybody else are under his control.
Well, then I guess citizens arrest? I mean,
I appreciate your call.
My question really is, if the system is set up to prevent them, or prevent us from getting to them and putting them on trial, then really, seriously, what are we going to do?
Well, they've overthrown our system, and we've got to get it back. Let me try to break this down. If enough people are just awake to their crimes and don't go along with it and just start saying criminal everywhere they go, instead of groveling to authority and badges and uniforms and, you know, signets of authority, and we're already on our way to discrediting them and their system falling. That's why they're taking the velvet glove off the iron fist and coming in aggressively now. So that's one issue.
That's all I pretty much had to say. Thank you for your show.
Thank you so much. We're going to let you go. Thank you, Jessica, from Texas. Now, talking about fantasy, I mean, what's the quickest way to get the bankers arrested? You have a couple dozen grand juries indicting or calling for indictments of Geithner and Summers and everybody who engineered the crisis we're in and did all this illegal stuff. They can't kill all the grand juries. It would become obvious if they did. They'd probably still try it, and that would really wake folks up. See, as more people stand up and say no, others start standing up and saying no. That's why when Elliot Spitzer wrote one article saying it was a criminal fraud what was going on as governor, he had skeletons in his closet. He was visiting a hooker, and they burned him with it, and turned out he was under FBI's surveillance the whole time. Just like every member of Congress is under NSA surveillance 24/7, and I've told you that for years, and it's now public, and they admit they do it without warrants. You wonder why Congress is told by the presidency, you run nothing, and they say, yes, sir, boss, when they are equal to the president or above the president in the structure of power? Because they're spying on them, and they got all the dirt, or they'll make dirt up. I mean, they blow up congressmen's planes and senators' planes all the time. I mean, these people are in power because they are murderers. They're criminals. And a lot of Americans said, oh, so what? That's how America gets stuff done. But now they're going to take your pension funds. Now they're going to brainwash your kids against you. See, they want it all. So you would have a dozen or so grand juries move for indictments on different issues, and it would just start a snowball, just like it is now with all these big globalists like Madoff and others caught stealing tens of billions of dollars and being at the highest echelons. That shows people these are crooks. We're getting to that point. Hell, 98% of Americans don't like the bankers. See, we are the majority. They got a tiger by the tail. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Texas who disagrees. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? And listen, what I disagree about was nothing you talked about today, but I got a little bit, I don't know, not offended because this is such important stuff, but I'm a former, Republican right-winger who, you know, just didn't believe, just thought this stuff was too dastardly to believe. And yesterday you were going on and on about, we want to be scammed, we love it, we're stupid, we want, and look, dude, that's just not it. People don't know. And I didn't know this stuff. And I listened to you, I researched it myself, I didn't just swallow what you said, and I'm shocked and I believe it. But, you know, I think what's happening, Alex, is there's fixing to be a big cabal because, you know, I used to be a big Rush fan until I started listening to you. And, dude, he is getting closer and closer. He's dancing around everything you're saying. And I don't know, but I think if these two forces come together, you need to claim credit. And you can become, I mean, bigger than everybody. But I wouldn't go in and start throwing rocks at everybody who can't get their arms around this.
I understand. It's just that when I see that every major vaccine's killing people left and right and killing people I know, and you know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that still go out and take the vaccines, that still think the Federal Reserve is governmental, that still think the government's legitimate. I'm not talking about you. And the reason this radio show is popular is because this is real. This isn't entertainment. This isn't a shtick. This is what, I mean, they see me here at the office. They know I'm freaked out. I mean, I mean this. I'm like, get me more documents. Get me more proof. We've got to fight them. I've got to control myself to just go home. Even though I love my family and my children and want to spend time with them, they have no future if I don't stay down here in the boiler room and get these pipes fixed. And man, you know, it shakes me up. It freaks me out to study Soviet brainwashing techniques in schools and then to see exactly that in the United States. I'm freaked out, man, and I don't know how everybody else doesn't see it and isn't freaked out. And as for Rush Limbaugh, Rush has been consistently the way he is, so I don't really attack him like I do with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is an operative, and I'll tell you right now, I can tell he is, and I know what I'm talking about. Limbaugh, I know, is having to dance around this. Hillary Clinton came out yesterday and said she loves Ron Paul, and they introduced her on Hardball. I saw the intro to it. We have a clip from later in the show. As, oh, yeah, she used to be a Barry Goldwater girl. And suddenly Fox and CNN love Ron Paul and MSNBC does because they know, sir, we are the majority now. We just don't know we're the majority. So they're trying to, it's like a U.S. tank attacking the Battle of the Bulge, painting itself gray so the Germans don't shoot at it. You know, they have taken the colorations. There's lots of beetles and things that have the colorations of poison beetles, but they're not really poisonous. They're the false poison beetle, so that birds don't eat it. And so you got the real poison beetle to the New World Order, myself, Ron Paul, you know, the real movement. So you got them trying to look like the false poison beetle. You understand? And they're doing that because Rush Limbaugh has said for decades there's no world government, no New World Order, there's not a banking cabal, and now it's all being announced. So great, let Rush come along. I know he's come along. But he still reinforces it's left versus right. And so if you took that personally, sir, I wasn't talking about you. I was once ignorant to all of this as well. I'm just telling you, maybe the stress gets to me. I mean, it does. And I get very, very aggressive. Anything else?
Yeah. Let me tell you my fear and what I see happening, Alex, is I see some of this resistance that is almost 100% attributable to you and your circle being absorbed like you talked about, and that this guy Obama overreaches, and the storm dissipates. But what happens then is you are really in the shadows at that point. And the war continues, and you become very vulnerable when they are not about to take over. It's when they recede and start to regroup is when your life is in danger.
Well, they're always on the move, and I'm so visible that they're more likely to keep trying to destroy me in the media, and I'm just committed. At this point, one way or the other, I'm just doing what I'm doing. But I appreciate your call. I just Growing up, I never knew I'd be in this position. And I never imagined. I was just like you. I never imagined that they were doing stuff like this. I mean, who? I don't blame people who can't wake up to this. But at this point, it's so obvious. I've still got major newspapers attacking me, saying none of this exists. I mean, they'll ha-ha, he says there's a new world order run by banks, and I've got literally six articles in my stack, mainstream news today announcing it. And Obama's got the public conned. He's got like half the public still conned going, oh, I think things are getting better under Obama. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, he knows he's destroyed them financially. Let's talk to another caller here. Let's go to Revo 76. You're on the air.
Mr. Jones.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Thank you very much for the Obama deception. It didn't wake me up, but it was a beautifully well-done DVD. Beautiful. I have it on hard copy. Beautiful.
Well, good. Really the point well is, you were already awake. We got to wake others up.
Of course. I mean, I'm arguing with people on MySpace about 9/11 still. I mean, I can't believe it. These are Bush supporters. Reagan supporters. I mean, Reagan was a puppet. They're all puppets. I mean, even on the Obama deception, Kennedy was the last real president we had. I don't know what's wrong with people. They're not that they're sleeping. They're just brainwashed. They're morons. I mean, I was born in a police state, New York City. Grew up in Brooklyn. Okay, I'm down in North Carolina now. Beautiful. I can have my guns. I can have my freedom. I can grow my gardens. It's beautiful. Even the air is fresh. I mean, I do see occasional chemtrails, of course, and I do believe that. Everything you said is documented. I spoke to you last April about, the Hunter Bin Laden, the book I read. I've been awake to all this crap to a degree, but once I listen to you, I've been listening to you almost every day, your show, every day for 2 years. Everything you say, I can document. I can find it myself. It's not BS. It's totally true. That's why I don't know what's wrong with people. I mean, they just got to get out of their little brainwashed syndrome, whether it's sodium fluoride, brainwashed.
Well, it's all of that. The biggest thing, my friend, is they don't respect Revo 76. They don't respect themselves. God bless you. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to wait on calls for a few minutes now because I got to get started with all of this news. We'll hit Army, 3 vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility. We'll tell you about what virus when we get back. Okay, I'm going to try to encapsulate this key information as succinctly as I can. I will tell you in the next segment what got me on that earlier rant last hour. The caller, Barbara, who was calling in from Seward, Alaska, where they're going to lock the whole town down for a martial law drill. I keep getting emails and calls about this, but no proof. Rob Dew said he just got an email of a mainstream news article confirming it, and right as that came in, the fax came in from Barbara with the Homeland Security card that was given to her by Homeland Security. They are doing a martial law lockdown drill, and I have the director of the sector, network management, Bob D. I'm not going to give his full name out yet. We may just call this guy on air. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, 601 Street, 12th Street, TSA-28, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. Got his cell, got his fax. This just came in from Barbara, who sent us stuff before, years ago, I remember her. And so she went and asked Homeland Security in the town. This guy's up there for Virginia for a lockdown of the town to coincide with drills at the schools. Now, I'm going to go over these drills for you in a moment. That's coming up. Now, this is from CNN. If you read this alone, it's not that big of a deal. But you combine this with all the other intel we've got. You project the lines, connect the dots. It gets very, very serious. Now, CNN, Army, 3 vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility. CNN, missing vials of a potentially dangerous virus have prompted an Army investigation into the disappearance from a lab in Maryland. The Army's Criminal Investigation Command agents have been visiting Fort Detrick, Maryland, to investigate the disappearance of the vials. Christopher Gray, spokesman for the command, said the latest investigation has found no evidence of criminal activity. The vials contain samples of Venezuelan equine encephalitis, a virus that sickens horses and can be spread to humans by mosquitoes. In 97% of cases, humans with the virus suffer flu-like symptoms, but in can cause death in some cases. It says 1 out of 100. According to Corrie van der Linden, a spokeswoman for the Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, there is an effective vaccine for the disease, and there hasn't been an outbreak in the United States since 71. The vials had been in the Research Institute's facility at Fort Detrick, home of the Army's top biological research facility, for more than a decade. The three missing vials were among thousands of vials that were under the control of senior scientist who retired in 2004 when another Fort Detrick scientist recently inventoried the retired scientist's biological samples. He discovered that the vials were missing. Okay, let's stop right there. Why is this so important? They want to build, and have finished a bunch of them, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs and put them in level 3 and level 2 containment. And they're building one down in Galveston. Before that could happen, it was about to open. The hurricane hit it and it's destroyed. That's smart. Build one on a hurricane coastline. San Antonio's getting a level 4 built in the university down there. They're moving Plum Island from New York, the zoological bioweapons lab, the most deadly stuff you can imagine. Ebola, weaponized limes, list goes on and on, stuff we don't even know about, to San Antonio. And then and there's 34 more of these babies. Who works in these facilities? Who has connections to them? Dr. Pianca saying he wants an airborne Ebola to kill 90% of us, and he gets standing ovations at universities. See, you start connecting. Let's expand from there. September 10th, Associated Press reported months later that September 10th, the White House cabinet went on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, because of concerns of anthrax. Then it gets mailed out to all of Bush's enemies. They start dying. Turns out it's the most weaponized anthrax ever seen. And the media says, no, it was made in a bathtub in a basement. No, it didn't come out of a base. Then it turns out it was the Ames strain, Fort Detrick, Maryland, miniaturized and then weaponized and had wings in a nanotech facility that only Fort Detrick can do, wings microscopically put on every spore so that it gets picked up by the slightest breezes. This gets mailed out to all of Bush's enemies. He's on the anthrax-fighting Cipro antibiotic. People that put two and two together and figure out it's the government get FBI visits and threats. Horowitz, Dr. Horowitz, and others. All of this is going on. We'll come back and finish up with the other key info and how this ties in with some other things. Because they're announcing swine flu popping up in California, Ebola popping up in the Philippines. They're hyping all these new vaccines. We got a mixing live weaponized bird flu in with vaccine in Europe. And suddenly all these people dropping dead when they take a bird flu vaccine. Something's going on.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
So we've got all these mysterious things going on. And anytime Fort Detrick tells you something's missing, you got to look out. Because there was a little notice report by the bioweapons lab in England, Porton Down, that said, oh, we lost some vials or somebody stole some vials of foot and mouth the day that it was supposedly being spread. 2 days later, it pops up in locations all over the country. One person, two people, 10 people couldn't have done it. They sneak into a level 4 bioweapons lab. Somebody steals it. It's got machine gun nests, barbed wire, minefields, underground, pressure facilities, big vault doors. That's level 4. They sneak in, they get it, and they spread it all over the country. And the government goes around killing 8 million sheep, 4 million cows that weren't even infected. And the images, you know, all those big piles of cows burning. And then we predicted the government wouldn't let people restock. And they said, yes, it's not sustainable. You're not allowed to restock cows and sheep. They're waging war on agriculture. They want control of it. They want to use it as a tool of control for their one-child policies. By the way, England and Australia 2 days ago, we haven't even gotten to that. That's in the stack. I know Burma's covered it. Have announced they want officially a one-child policy. Now, I told you when I made Endgame 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, when I've talked on air, that these new rules about, oh, we want to tax you if you have more than one child. That's a one-child policy, and now they're admitting it. So that's happening. That's what all this control is about. But then you have U.S. officials track new flu strain from pigs, and they're saying it could, you know, it's similar to the bird flu, on and on and on. We may have to take vaccines. They just so happen to have a vaccine mass-produced for this pig virus. They just so happen to have this horse virus. Notice the government of Australia last year accidentally released the horse virus. We were just talking about that earlier in the week. They can kill humans. And they said, oh, an accident from our laboratory. Okay, well, let's just say this is all accidents. It's an accident that in fake, you know, Arab handwriting in English, you know, it was meant to look like somebody who couldn't speak English wrote it, with Allah's great death of the West gets mailed out from Fort Detrick, just an accident. And foot and mouth gets released from Horton down by accident, and gets released from Australia by accident, and you just continue. Come on in. What's going on? Every 15 minutes? Oh, you found the program? Yeah, Aaron found me their basic printouts. What you're saying, it's just amazing. I mean, it's off the hook. Tell us what you found. Let's turn his mic on. What'd you find? Go ahead.
There's a death notice right here. That they're going to inform the parents.
You got to talk in the mic, they're saying.
There's a permission slip to participate in the program. Okay, and then it goes on to, let's see, it talks about health information, media release, mock death notification. I agreed to receive a mock death notification for my son and daughter as part of the Every 15 Minutes program. Obituary information. So basically...
Well, see, it's a death cult, but see, that's for right. DWI, so people think it sounds reasonable. They have it where it's unannounced they come and say they're going to kill you.
The Grim Reaper will come to class and take one of the students away, and then someone will read the student's obituary.
Well, they have the studies. This causes suicide, and man, kids think about death. They shouldn't even be thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's all part of messing their brains up. All right, thank you so much. Okay, let me just go ahead and get into that now. Let me go ahead and start the presentation for everybody on this subject. Go ahead and get that out of my stack. Go ahead and focus and go over this. In fact, while I take a break to go back over these notes, because I want to do this as a focus presentation, let me play an important blurb here. Did the network send you the Ron Paul clip? Oh, well, that's okay, because the network has the audio of it. So the network has the audio of this. YouTube's down, so we can't play it from their servers. Last night, I just turned the TV on when Hardball was re-airing before I went for a jog. And I saw Chris Matthews saying, coming up, the girl that used to love Barry Goldwater, Hillary Clinton, she compliments Ron Paul. And they're now being forced to do this because they know that we are becoming the majority. And so she's there trying to kiss up to him so he won't ask her tough questions. But also, you see this on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, everywhere. They talk about Ron Paul and how great he is, and Bill Maher does it, because they recognize he is the figurehead of probably 80, 90 million people in this country. So all we've got to do is stand up and take action. For all of you out there that said, oh, the Ron Paul revolution, he didn't win, we failed. That was only one benchmark in educating and growing our numbers. And then we grow them again, we grow them again, we grow them again. And they're scared of us because they don't care if you're wandering off as a liberal in that control paradigm or wandering off as a fake Republican in that control paradigm. You really get into liberty and freedom, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. That scares the establishment. That scares them in a big way. So let's go ahead and play the audio of this clip. Here it is.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Paul, is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome, Madam Secretary. I have a general question I want to ask about foreign policy, but leading up to that question, I would like to mention first that the election had something to do with bringing about change in tone with our foreign policy. And I think there has been some very positive changes in tone. And many of us have argued for more diplomacy rather than more threats. So many of us are pleased with that. It goes back to the old saying of speaking softly and still being willing to carry a big stick. But sometimes I wonder whether that big stick doesn't get wielded a little too often and too often. But I do want to caution all of us that what we say is very important and can be very beneficial, but what we do is also very important. So that may cancel out the benefits of speaking more softly and being willing to talk and negotiate. Some people say that we shouldn't talk to our enemies, but I remember the Cold War rather well, and we did talk to Khrushchev and Mao Zedong when they were great threats to us. So sometimes I think that when we look at how we stood up to tens of thousands of nuclear weapons, that we should be cautious as far as what we might do in Pakistan and put it into a proper perspective. But my big concern is whether or not we can reverse the empire mentality that I think we have adopted over these many, many decades, and also the relationship of this to our financial burden. Though we are speaking more softly and would like to get some troops home, the first thing that was done was our DOD budget was increased by 9% in a time when our national debt in the last 12 months went up $2 trillion. All great nations have been brought to the news for economic reasons. We didn't have to fight the Soviets, and the Afghanistan adventure that the Russians, the Soviets were involved with was very significant, and I don't know how we can ignore that. So I would like to ask the question about whether or not you can give me some signs or indication or some encouragement that maybe we shifted policies in the slightest manner. Have we brought any troops home? Are we less involved in Iraq? Will that war ever end? Or are we really going in the opposite direction because we're seeing Pakistan is so necessary? We need more troops, more expansion, more money, more DOD funds. So, coming from my perspective, I can't see the difference, even though, like I said, I am pleased that there's a willingness to talk and try to work things out, and I think that is very positive. I always think that people who aren't willing to talk are insecure. This whole idea that we are so strong, it seems that we lack confidence if we can't talk to people, and we are strong enough. Nobody's going to attack us militarily. So I see it very important that we change our tone. I think it's good that you got rid of the war on the term war on terrorism. How can you have war against a tactic? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But I'm not sure overseas contingency operation is more specific. So could you address that and maybe give me some hints as far as maybe seeing actual some shift in our policy?
Well, thank you, Congressman. I think that the president's actions in these nearly 100 days do match actions with words, although I admit there is a lot more to be done. We are still sorting out everything we've inherited and trying to make sense of it. You know, we want to protect America's national security, but we think there are better and more effective ways of doing that. So we are ending the war in Iraq. There is a definite end date for our troops to be there. The president did close Guantanamo. The president is looking for ways to engage with those who nobody wanted us to talk to, which is a sea shift in how we are proceeding. Words and actions both matter. I mean, at the end of the day, actions count more. But you have to begin by at least articulating a new approach. In our
John,
budget,
stop right there for a minute. Later, she grovels to him and says how great he is and how he has the most enthusiastic supporters. I don't know if we'll have time to get to that. This is a different clip than I thought I'd sent the network. I mean, she's in there later groveling. You can watch it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But that's a whole other subject I had in my stack. Her saying he's matched his words with deeds. He signed an order saying we might close Guantanamo in a year, but we're going to use all these other holding facilities in the U.S. and overseas and continue holding detainees without rights. In fact, Google Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. Let's put that on screen for folks. That's AP. And he said that all of this continues. The secret rendition continues. All of this is continuing. Yeah. Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. He's hired nothing but lobbyists. He's increasing the wars. And she just says, she goes on, because I've got the text of it, or she's given another speech, there's so many she gives, where she says, and he's balancing the budget. What on earth are they talking about? They're spending more money than all the presidents before him combined. And he keeps saying he's going to cut the budget deficit in half in 2 years, then balance it by the end of 4 years. Obama backs Bush on policy on detainee rights. And the exact headline, that's, what is that out of, U.S. News and World Report? That's CBS News. I couldn't read the top. The exact one is Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. But you get the idea. The point is they're keeping the camps open. It's all continuing. And I always told you Guantanamo is not even the real camp. Guantanamo is kind of a advertisement camp or what they show you publicly, not the black sites all over the world. And that's now been declassified, and the White House memo saying they wanted Bush to be dictator and that to restrict the free press in the United States. And this is all being set up, and it's continuing under Obama. We did get Barbara back. The phone systems went down earlier. She called in and talked about how they're doing this death education at the school, how they're going to lock down the school, how it coincides with a weird lockdown drill of Seward, Alaska. And we asked her to fax us proof of that, and she faxed us the Homeland Security Officer, Transportation Secretary Administration she talked to. And so just to briefly tell us exactly what's happening at the school, exactly what they're doing in the town, because I keep getting calls and emails that are nonspecific about they've told us they're locking the town down for a FEMA drill. What is going on?
Okay. The card that I sent to you was given to me by a man whom I mysteriously met. I dropped my daughter off to a coffee shop to work, and I'm sitting on the couch looking out the window, and a friend is with me, and we're watching this man walking up and down the streets, looking at our cars kind of strange and holding something in his hand and looking at the buildings, and where he's kind of looking underneath and around up and down the streets, and we're going, what is he doing? I said, well, I'm going to go find out. So I walked right out and approached him and said, hi, may I help you? And he continued. He picked up some pictures that were black and white photos of Seward's buildings, and he said, yeah, I used to, you know, it's funny. I used to work here when I was about 19, and I'm just kind of traveling back and looking around at Seward, seeing if I can find some of the old places I used to be, and I'm just kind of matching up the buildings. I want to take some pictures of right where I was standing and seeing if I could trace my steps. And I said, oh, really? And, yeah, I know some people who live here, have been here all these years. Maybe they remember you. And he couldn't even give me the name of the place he worked for. And it was a little suspicious. So he goes, I'll tell you what, I have more photos. I'm going to run down here where I'm staying, and I'll tell you what, I'll buy a cup of coffee from you, and I'll come in and I'll talk to you. So I just kind of went in to the coffee shop, and this man came back with more pictures, but as he began to go through his pictures, he kind of slipped up on one of them because as he was showing, yeah, this is down, do you know where this is, blah, blah, blah. Then he handed us a picture and says, and this church is in your town, right? And we go, yeah, it's right over there. I mean, you can see it from where we are. So we, at first, and then we said, so where are you from? And he says, Washington, D.C. And I said, oh, okay, great. And my friend says, so what do you do there? I'm with Homeland Security. And I said, oh. Then he kind of changed his tone a little bit, and he started telling us these stories about how to, he said, you know, when you want to find a terrorist, you just, if you see a cute little bunny out there on the railroad tracks, what do? You run over and pick up a little bunny. That's how terrorists work. And he started with these, like, random stories, and we're going, oh, okay, yeah, never thought of that. And then he mentioned a little bit about Afghanistan and saying that's how it all started in Afghanistan. I mean, one minute we're talking about, oh, yeah, you used to live here in Seward, and we know people. And the next minute, oh, he's been exposed. He's Homeland Security.
No, they're part of a, they've got a lot of good Christians, too, that really think there's Islamo-fascism taking over. They don't know the West actually funded it and helped it as a bulwark against communism, and that they run it. And they'll kill, you know, do whatever. I've talked to these military people believing they're really fighting it, and they really believe it. I've been in an airport when they're reading How to Spot a Terrorist. Like I said, in 1984, you see the TSA people. But finishing up, because I'm going to go to all this news, what you found out.
Okay, what I found out was, he said, well, actually, I'm here on business. He said, I said, really? I said, I'm going to that meeting tomorrow at the city council, you know, that they're holding about the, you know, shutdown of these bridges at the end of town, and they're not letting us in and out, so we're going to meet with the Department of Transportation. And he kind of just blew that off, and he gave me his card, and he said, well, the more I offered information for him about his past life in Seward, he didn't want to talk to anybody. He said he's leaving town. He has meetings in Anchorage the next day, and he'll be in Anchorage all week until Saturday. Well, supposedly this bridge is being shut down, and my daughter just grabbed, I'm going to fax it to you right away. This is more information on the 15-minute program that he got from, that they actually gave the students last week of what they can and can't do. It's information regarding they are not allowed to bring cell phones, they can't have their meds, they have to turn everything in. Oh, they do have their meds. Okay. Anyway, to be clear,
they're going to be locked up in the school while they shut down the town and the roads, correct?
Yes, and on the permission slip, if you read that closely, it says they're going to be with enforcement officers, let's see, law enforcement officials and other reputable community members or whatever, and I thought,
Stay there. I mean, let's put a bow on this when we get back.
We don't need no education.
Barbara, what I'm trying to find out is this. I'm getting emails and calls from people separately from you saying they've been told Seward is being shut down for a Homeland Security drill. Then I get mainstream articles about how they're shutting down the bridge and other roads into it this weekend. It's coinciding with a weekend drill at the school. There's a Homeland Security guy snooping around taking pictures of buildings. I mean, let's say you had 60 seconds. What's going on in your town?
Okay, I want to reiterate, there are no other roads into Seward only than one. There is one road into Seward. I know it sounds strange, but there is. We have been told that the bridges, which have been there for years, which have had problems, all of a sudden need to be inspected, and they're shutting down our town this coming weekend, Friday through Monday morning, Friday night at 10 through Monday morning, and there's no other way to change the schedule. They can't do it any other time. It has to be now, and that's confirmed with our city council.
Okay, yes, that's in the news. That's in the news. People are mad about that because of tourism. Why are people telling me about a lockdown of the town, and what is this? What else did this Homeland Security guy tell you?
This Homeland Security man just told me, he gave me his card, and it's really funny because when he left, he didn't ask our names or anything. He said, I'll see you later, or I'll see you soon. I'll see you next time. And I thought, what? I thought he was leaving and going to Anchorage for meetings, and he told me he was going to be in Anchorage all week until Saturday. So I was just, it was kind of blowing me away because it says transportation security on his card. And I thought, does this coincide with the bridge?
Okay, anything else you can tell us, Barbara?
That's it. That's
okay,
it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the info. Send us the other thing about the school. Thank you. She'll fax that to us. Okay, let me go ahead because we got Alan Combs at 8 after in the second segment of the next hour. Some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. We wish you would, but c'est la vie. Here's the stack of news I have, okay? Death education at Columbine High. School shooting drill terrifies unknowing teachers. Classroom trash can used as toilet. School boosts preparations for attack. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up children. That's the Washington Post. I should be listing these. This is WorldNet Daily, WCAU-TV. This classroom trash cans used as toilets is Associated Press. This is a PrisonPlanet.com article, but it's linked to all the mainstream news articles. State brainwashing children to re-educate their parents for green dictatorship. UPI High Court Weigh School Strip Searches says, yes, strip searching children with no probable cause is good. This is out of the Pensacola News Journal, where the Marines personnel take over your classrooms, declare martial law to school children at gunpoint. Can't make this stuff up. Here's another one. Michigan School District portrays homeschoolers as terrorists, Associated Press. Armed men terrorize school. Michigan raid part of unfolding agenda to mold schools into prisons and students into obedient slaves. That's a Paul Watson article, 2006, with AP links. In fact, let's have that ready first when we come back, because I want to show folks how they click on the AP there. Girl handing out cough drops accused of selling drugs at schools. Just unbelievable. And then multi-agency mock terror attack training at Catalina Foothills High School. Hostage drill prepares schools for crisis. I got a bunch of these where they unannounced grab the kids and take them to FEMA camps. That's just some of what I got here. I'm going to go over this when we get back. And this is mind control. I mean, that's what's going on here. This is to traumatize them, to teach them learned helplessness, to teach them to go into the FEMA camps, to teach them to be under the system's control. And then we got Alan Combs coming up. I'm going to ask him about the Bilderberg Group. I'm going to ask him, does the New World Order exist? And a lot more. Stay with us. One of the most important stories out there today is the fact that all over the Western world, Europe, Australia, the United States, Canada, the police show up unannounced, put guns to kids' heads, and they generally say, we're here from the pro-Second Amendment group, we're here to kill you. Or they say, we're the homeschooler group, we're here to kill you. To obviously demonize patriots and homeschoolers. We said, years ago we would talk about how they're training the general public that the American people are terrorists and gun owners are terrorists, and that this whole anti-Al-Qaeda system is being built for the American people. And now it's all admitted and declassified. As you know, all these federal reports coming out. But we'll put it up on screen. This is an article Paul Watson wrote November 1st, 2006. Armed men terrorize school. Michigan raid, part of an unfolding agenda to mold schools into prisons and students into obedient slaves. And in that article, you can click on the first hyperlink. You scroll down a little bit. It says Associated Press. You click on that. Who knows if that article in 2 years is still even there, but we can't live on air click on that article for folks. Yes, see, AP's taking it down, but you can go through, I guess, and register and get it. That's why we write these articles, to document what's going on. And it gets into what they're doing at these schools. So let me go ahead and read over this article. A recent incident in which armed riot police raided a Michigan junior high school as part of a drill that the children were not aware of was about to take place raises the bar in the pursuit of an agenda to fully transform public schools into prison training camps set up to breed continuous generations of obedient slaves. The AP reports, and here's the quotes. A school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear and weapons has caused concern among some people who say it was too realistic and frightened some students. Students who were unaware police were conducting a drill were taken from their classroom in the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. Some of the kids were so scared. See, they call it a drill to get around the Fourth Amendment. Some of the kids were so scared they just about wet their pants. Well, I talked to parents. They did wet them. Said Marjorie Bradshaw, a parent with four children in the Godfrey Lee schools. I think it's pure wrong that the students and the parents were not informed of this. The students were not told the drill was about to take place, and the teachers were given just a moment's notice. This follows an incident in early October where another Michigan school was locked down for hours after a teenager was seen in the woods wearing a Halloween mask. The raid was similar to those in Goose Creek, South Carolina, where armed police raided a high school with weapons drawn, supposedly in search of drugs, shouting police officers aimed guns at students' heads and were ordered face up against the wall in the Guantanamo-style squats as they were handcuffed before canine dogs sniffed their backpacks. Actually, attacked their backpacks. No drugs were found at the Goose Creek Police Department. The city, as well as the Berkeley County School District, had to pay $1.6 million. Okay, this isn't the article. I want the Michigan AP article where they're throwing the fake blood on them. I saw you had it on screen when you were looking earlier. Where they're throwing fake blood on them and saying, we're homeschoolers here to kill you. There's just too many of these. I'll find it during the break. After Alan Combs is here, I'll do 30 minutes on it. School shooting drill terrifies unknowing teachers. WCAU-TV. About 50 teachers at a New Jersey school experienced a terrifying moment. Now, and I've got these all over the country. I've interviewed the teachers. When a shooting rampage turned out to be a drill, but the teachers didn't know it. This is September 17, 2007. Do a similar headline to that, but do Minnesota. That was the really, where they put guns in their heads and we're going to kill you. A man burst into a library and started shooting, but the gun didn't have any bullets, just blanks. The teachers took cover and hid kids under children under tables, crying and trembling. People are crying. The girl next to me is trembling and shaking. You heard people crying. You heard other people praying. It was pretty dramatic. Yeah, I'd have been fighting. One teacher said, the school district put the drill in place to test staff readiness. The Phillipsburg School Board heard from angry teachers and parents Monday night. The board is reviewing the drill. I mean, you just get literally thousands of these, literally thousands. Then I got them where they make them stay in the classrooms without food during the drills, and they defecate and urinate in trash cans. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been on his show quite a bit in the last 4 years. He's Alan Combs, a TV commentator on Fox Television. And, of course, he has a syndicated radio show via Fox. And that's the show that I've been on quite a few times. Lord Hannity would never have me on. But he would have me on when I was busy bashing Bush, but would also, you know, criticize me quite a bit. You know, we've had some nice sparring and debates. And then he's still having me on now that Lord Obama, continuing all the exact same policies, is in power. So we have the great Alan Combs on with us. Then I'll get back into the re-education camps that they've turned the public schools into when he leaves us at the bottom of the hour. Mr. Combs, it's good to have you here with us.
Acknowledging, Alex, I don't just put you on when it favors my side.
No, that's what I was acknowledging.
Yeah, yes. No, thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. We don't play the whole left-right paradigm ourselves. And I think the country's starting to get away from these labels, or at least trying to.
Well, I think, you know, much as you might be critical of Obama, I believe his tone and the fact that he's got a bipartisan cabinet goes a long way toward back healing those wounds and having us live in a post-partisan America to some extent, minus the teabaggers.
You know, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. I mean, that is really a derogatory term, though, to have CNN doing it, MSNBC doing it.
Yeah.
A sexual derogatory term. If there was any question, they admit it's a sexual term. And then
that's what they were calling themselves.
And then to say they're all, I'm not saying you're doing this, I'm asking what you think, that they're all racist and they all hate black people. Do you believe that, Alan?
No. That's not my take. I keep getting accused of saying they're all racist. I've never said anything of the kind. I don't think the fact that people hate Obama, some of them, hate them or don't like him or criticize him because of the race issue, there is some of that. But I'm not blaming the teabag people, whatever you want to call them, for being racist. Some of them are. Most of them were very, very peaceful and well-behaved. I just think my problem with that is it was disingenuous what it was. It was corporately sponsored. To say that somehow this was a grassroots movement, to say it was bipartisan, and it wasn't about being against Obama when clearly it was a criticism of Democratic policies, is disingenuous. To say it is anything else is disingenuous.
Yeah, but clearly, Alan, your employer tried to hijack Fox and others and talk radio, neocon talk radio, tried to take it over and did to a certain extent. But I was there. We had Ron Paul tea parties here in Austin last October. When they had them in D.C. and Boston and San Diego. We started the tea parties. And then along came Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh.
Well, they tried to make this a Republican versus Democratic thing, but then claimed it was bipartisan. This had nothing to do with parties, but it certainly was, at least what it became, was not what you originally started. What it evolved into was, let's bash Obama, let's bash the Democrats, but we're going to claim it's grassroots, and we're going to claim that it's bipartisan, none of which it was, at least in terms of the recent April 15th so-called Tea Party. Like, people forget, too, naming it the Tea Party, the original Tea Party was about taxation without representation. This is representation. They just lost an election. That's what that was about.
Well, I mean, Alan, it is bipartisan that 98% of Americans in a Gallup poll, and they were saying that they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls in Congress against the banker bailout. I mean, that is bipartisan that folks don't like what's happening.
I'm talking about the Tea Parties. I'm talking about the fact that the Tea Party was basically organized by three conservative groups, groups like Dick Armey's group, Newt Gingrich was involved in it, to say that this is was a bipartisan effort. I'm talking about specifically what happened on April 15th. Was not bipartisan, was not grassroots.
Well, my issue is when I see people like Janine Garofalo get up and say everyone is a racist, that is racism. That is injecting racism. Go ahead.
Alex. Here's my problem. I don't agree with what Janine Garofalo said. My problem is those who don't agree with me who will hold up comments like that and say, see, you liberals, this is the way you liberals are. Just like, Alex, I know you get lumped in with people you may not want to be lumped in with, but every time some left-wing wacko says something or does something stupid, it becomes, this is how the right will define the left. And that shouldn't happen any more than people who are members of the Klan should define the right, for example.
But I wasn't trying to lump you in.
I'm not saying you.
But listen, I figured that you were going to not like what she said because I think I know you pretty well.
Right.
But it's the same thing. Some guy visits my website out of hundreds, shoots three cops, and then the Southern Poverty Law Center associates me with him, and it comes out later what he was doing on my site was attacking me. Now, that's really not fair.
Look, as I said to you the other day when you did my show, I was followed around New York by 9/11 truthers, many of whom do things in your name. I was harassed by these people. I know that many of them are followers or at least listeners and supporters of you, but I don't hold you personally accountable for their behavior.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that, that's overall just another issue. I don't want to get sidetracked completely on that. I just wanted to ask you about it because you brought up the tea parties. The media keeps saying teabagging so much, I almost just said it. Alan, what do you really think of Obama? I mean, hasn't he gone back on a lot of his promises?
No. No, he's not. We all know that governing and running for office are two different things. I don't see him as somebody who went back on a lot of his promises. He said we get out of Iraq in 16 months in terms of, combat troops. Okay, it's going to be, a few more months because he compromised with the generals on the ground, listening to generals on the ground. He said he's going to lower taxes for 95% of tax-paying Americans. That seems to be in play. He said he'd have a bipartisan cabinet. He's got Ray LaHood in transportation. He kept Great Gates in defense. He tried to give Judd Gregg punked him. He tried to give Gregg a position. I think he's done very good. He changed the tone. He talked to our enemies. He's doing a lot of the things he said he would do. And he's doing a lot. Have you got Republicans saying, oh, my God, he's doing too much? And yet when Bush tried to do things besides prosecute the war on terror, we were told, of course, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Okay, what about lobbyists? He said, I will not hire lobbyists. And, boy, this is uber lobbyist.
You can't. Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, you can't not hire lobbyists because everybody's a lobbyist. I mean, not everybody, but everybody among those who will apply for jobs in an administration, there are always going to be those who worked as lobbyists. You know, John McCain said he wouldn't have any lobbyists in his campaign. His campaign was run by lobbyists.
They shouldn't lie. That's my point.
I'm not defending Obama on that. I'm simply
saying.
But,
I mean, why do they lie then? Why is it just, I mean, you even just said it. Oh, well, there's rhetoric in a campaign, Alex, and then there's governing. I mean, why lie then? I mean, I will not hire one lobbyist.
Well, you can say, I don't know if they ever said I'll not hire one lobbyist, but I think it's like anything else. If you were to run for office, you would say a bunch of things, and then you get into office, okay, here's the way it really is. I don't think it's a calculated lie. You want to get him on that. Okay, I'll give you that. Lobbyist. Okay. In general, though, has he done a good job? Has he done pretty much what he said he's going to do? Has he changed the tone in D.C.? Has he tried to reach out to all sides? Is he talking to other countries? Is he getting us out of Iraq? Is he dealing with the economy? These are all things that are more important than the few things you could probably tag him on.
Okay, let's talk about the war, because we got an argument about this. I have video clips of him. It's in the Obama Deception. Free online, folks, theobamadeception.net. He says in there, I will start bringing our troops home immediately the first day. Then he says 16, then 23. Now the generals are saying, oh, wait, we may not even want to pull down to 50,000 permanently for six more months after that. So now we're out well past 2 years.
I'm aware that the plan is 23. I'm also aware that during the campaign, I heard him say over and over again, 16. I never heard him say we'll get it out the first day. He campaigned on, once his campaign was up and running, a 16-month timeline with two to three brigades a month. That's what he campaigned on.
Early on, he said immediately. Then once he started to get steam, he did moderate to 16, then 23, and now they're saying even longer, and we'll see.
He also said he would listen to the troops on the ground, listen to the generals on the ground, which is exactly what he's doing, which you've got to do if you want to have some credibility. Okay. You don't make the decision from the Rose Guard.
Okay, let's take taxes. He's saying he's going to rewrite the tax code and get rid of some of the exemptions on property tax or on interest on the mortgage. That is a big one for those of us that pay taxes and own houses. We know, I'm sure you know, Alan. He's talking about these green taxes, these carbon taxes. Those are taxes that are people under $125,000 individually a year.
Well, when he was talking about income tax, he was talking about the tax rate. The tax rate is going to be lower for the upper income people than it was under Ronald Reagan. And furthermore, under Reagan, who professed lower taxes, there were all these other fees and taxes that they put in order to make up for what they were losing. And also, don't forget now, all the states, many of the states are raising taxes because they need to make up the shortfall.
And there was the George H.W. There was the George H.W. retroactive tax. I mean, look, I agree the Republicans are a bunch of tax and spenders as well. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know, Alan. I mean, what about him saying no rights for detainees? What about him saying, I'm going to say you followed orders, Nuremberg doesn't matter?
You don't mean detainees. You mean CIA agents who were carrying out orders. He wants rights for detainees. They have a right to habeas corpus, something that was denied under the Bush administration. I do have a problem with, and I would like to see him prosecute even those who were just following orders. They know what the rules are. They know what the laws are. They should at least go after those lawyers like Bybee and you, who Bradford, you know, the people who were obviously telling Bush and Cheney what they wanted to hear, who wrote the so-called torture memos. You know, the New York Times, I'm sure you and your audience love the New York Times, but the truth is that, you know, they had a piece 2 days ago that if they did any background and looked at historically where these torture techniques, including waterboarding, came from, they go back to the Spanish Inquisition. And we prosecuted people after World War II for waterboarding and the same kinds. I mean, we went after people for being war criminals for the very kinds of things we're now doing.
Yeah, they executed Japanese soldiers for it.
Yes.
And then they really learned it in the modern times from North Korea, from the Korean War, from what I've read. But you're right, it goes back to the Spanish Inquisition. Give us your website, Alan.
Alan.com.
Alan.com. You can't beat that. That's easy. Alan.com. I wish I had one that good. Stay there, my friend. We'll be right back. Final segment with Alan. Come straight ahead. We've only got 5 minutes left with Alan Combs, but he's agreed to come back. Alan, during the break, we Googled together San Jose Mercury News, Washington Post, Obama backs Bush, no rights for Bagram prisoners, no Geneva Convention, no habeas corpus. So there you go. Do you agree with Obama on that? Alan. So you don't agree with him on that?
You are very good, Alex, at pulling out those particular instances where I don't agree with him. Does that mean I think he's, but I still think he's doing a great job as president. There are going to be those areas where I disagree. You went after Bush, you went after Obama, you'll go after whoever's in office probably. But generally speaking, we have transparency in this administration like we did not have before. What I find amazing, here you have Obama releasing the torture memos. Cheney comes forward now and he says, let's release the stuff that shows the torture works. So all of a sudden you got Cheney calling for transparency when he's been quiet. This is not the most transparent vice president we've ever had, and now suddenly that Obama's president, he wants transparency.
No, I'm saying it was bad when Bush was doing it. It's bad now when Obama's doing it. He went back on another.
You know, it was a lot worse when Bush was. At least with Obama, you have transparency. He's changing the tone. He's doing most of the things right. I don't agree with him on not going after the CIA people, and I don't agree with him with treating not giving detainees certain rights. Human rights attorneys also seem to agree with me on this. I'm a human rights guy. I don't like it. You know, again, but on balance, he's much better at this stuff than the last administration.
Okay, Alan, let's, in the time we've got left, I got two final questions for you, and I really want you to answer these. I heard an audio clip online of you saying more power to the Bilderberg group, but we've gotten some of their minutes. They've admitted they helped covertly set up the EU.
I was kidding. It was a sarcastic remark.
No, but do you remember 10 years ago when the media said Bilderberg group didn't exist, and now... okay, so you were kidding about that, but the...
More power to them, like, oh, no, fine, leave me alone about it.
I understand now. What about hundreds of mainstream news articles saying New World Order and then defining it, a bank of the world that we pay carbon taxes to that controls the world's interest rates and currency values?
Look, Alex, I know that you are... I know you believe conspiracy theorists will take over the world. I know you think that you know, these groups were all leading toward one world government. I don't think our sovereignty is in jeopardy, as you might. I'm not terribly interested in the Bilderbergs. I'm not worried about them. It doesn't really interest me. I know we get calls about this all the time, but to me, this is not a true threat to our sovereignty or democracy.
Well, Alan, I was joking with you in the break saying you're worried that conspiracy theorists will take over the world. My whole point is reality is going to win the day and tyranny is going to fail. The world is moving towards a lot of tyranny. I mean, wouldn't you say the world is in a trend towards tyranny and big government?
No, I think especially with Obama as the leader of the free world, we're headed in the opposite direction. I think when we had the last administration that believed in preemptive war, that believed in violating the Constitution to the extent that it did, that did not believe in habeas corpus, I believe during that administration we were much more in the direction of tyranny than we are now.
Okay, but Alan, certainly out in the open it was much worse. Now, because he's got a pretty face on it and well-spoken and does a few things like releasing a few of the memos but then says, I agree with it, that it's going to get worse because...
No.
He's slicker.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, fine. You don't agree with that, but here's the issue. Are they not announcing a new world order all over the news and saying it's exactly what we said it was, a private group of banks ruling the planet?
No. I don't think that. I mean, you believe there's this underbelly that really runs everything, and they're going to take over, and we're moving toward one world government. As I'm repeating myself, I am more sanguine about our ability to maintain our sovereignty. I'm not threatened. That stuff doesn't threaten me like it does you.
There's an overbelly. This is not an underbelly. I mean, this is the head here. This is not the belly with ticks crawling along it.
I don't have the fear that you do that this is what's going to happen.
Wait a minute. I mean, you're saying that they're not announcing, you know, Times of London, Financial Times of London headline, and now for world government.
I think there are people who would, probably some people who would like it. There are people like you who probably fear it. I don't think it's a realistic fear.
Do you think global government would be a good thing?
No. No. I think it would be great to have a better relationship with even our enemies, but that doesn't mean global government. I like the fact that Obama's reaching out to our perceived enemies and actually touching them by shaking their hands and accepting their books and saying we should, you know, hopefully next we'll release, you know, or take do away with the embargo in Cuba. I think those are all very good moves, but
Alan,
it doesn't mean one world government.
Alan.com, and you're on the radio weeknights, what is it, 9 to midnight?
10 to 1 Eastern.
When?
10 to 1 Eastern time.
10 to 1 Eastern, 9 to midnight Central. Hey, Obama did vote for basically total gun bans in the Senate when he was at the state in Illinois.
He is not banning guns. He's not taking away your ammunition. Your guns are safe. Your ammunition is safe. You don't have to go out and buy the next
his
gun.
His attorney general argued for the D.C.
Fine.
Will I be fine under the D.C. gun
not
ban?
Not even a priority in this administration right
will
now.
Will I be fine under the right now? Under the D.C. gun ban, will I be fine under that?
Yes. In fact, the less guns, the better.
So you support that. Alan, you're something else.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is it getting better?
Hey, I got some really great news for all the listeners. I finally, after a year, convinced the network They're getting her phone system. When a processing unit goes out, we know it overdrives hot callers. Hallelujah. They say they're going to replace it. They finally know it's broken. This will be a day long remembered. G. Gordon Liddy used to go, I swear we're in here with former East German radio equipment. It's terrible. This place is unbelievable. East German radio equipment. I think we have the East German radio equipment up there. But John Harmon does a great job. You know, we got a pretty good studio down here. Until they get it replaced, I'll just start taking calls and guests here on my lines because it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Hey, but we're a small standalone network. We're growing. We're getting better all the time. We appreciate all of you. You know, that's how we reach more people and spread the word, is you spreading the word about the free podcast at InfoWars.com, the AM and FM stations we're on, a lot of new affiliates picking us up. I want to thank each and every one of them. Be sure and support those local sponsors. It's exciting what's going on. Okay, I want to take some calls from Todd and Scott and Frank and Casey and Jim. I know you've been holding. We're going to get to you. But let me just go over some of the background from these articles that I started covering before our interview with Alan Combs came up. Hey, did you hear Alan Combs say he's giving rights to the detainees? And then I came back from during the break. I said, oh, really, Alan? Are you in front of a computer? He said, yeah. And I said, Google, Obama backs Bush, no rights for detainees. And he Googled it, and there was all the mainstream news with Obama's statement and his executive order that they would continue to secretly hold him with no habeas corpus, no Geneva Convention. And Alan had to say, oh, I disagree with that. I mean, just and we have the videos and his statements. He did say he'd bring the troops home immediately, then 16, then 23. Now they're saying indefinitely. That's how it works. Oh, yeah. Immediately, 16, 23, 42, never. And they're going to have parades, though, for returning brigades. You know, they send brigades over and bring brigades back. That's how they do it now, as a total force. They don't just replace individuals. So, oh, look, the troops are marching home, victory. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. They'll be like, Alex, the war's over. And I'm like, oh, really? More suicide bombings, more death. Oh, you're just a defeatist. There is no end to the lies, folks. There's just, but see, under Obama, they'll just say the war's over, and that's the end of it. The war is over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all over for him. Okay, I told you about death education. Just a smattering of what's happening at the schools. WorldNet Daily. Death education at Columbine High. And it says that they admitted that they were given death education. And they teach you how to die, how to hang yourself, how to kill yourself. A video was made of Tara's testimony distributed nationwide by Eagle Forum. The tape was aired on British television and the Atlantic Monthly did a feature story on it. The producers of 2020 saw the video and decided to do a segment on the death education that was aired in 1990 at Columbine. And in the video, it teaches them how to die in coffins, how to kill themselves. And it just gets into the unbelievable how the suicides just explode. So there you go. Here's another one. Armed men terrorize school unannounced. Here's another one all over the country where they unannounced show up, WCAU-TV, and say, we're going to kill you. We're terrorists. And everybody freaks out and, you know, passes out from fear. I mean, that is the most hardcore form of fear-based mind control. I've got an AP article out of Michigan where they came in and said, we are the Homeschool Defense League, and we're going to kill you. And it just goes on that front. But again, that's to demonize homeschoolers, Second Amendment groups, and to unannounce, freak the kids out and terrorize them where they're scared of guns for the rest of their life. That's how you kill the Second Amendment, traumatize the children. And it also sets the precedent to allow the police and military to do whatever they want, to get away with whatever they want. Classroom trash can used as toilet. A fifth grade teacher allowed five students, a boy and four girls, to use a trash can as a toilet during a school lockdown drill when no one was supposed to leave the classrooms. The Charleston County teacher, Philip Fernando, was reprimanded. Should have just made him defecate on the ground, I guess. Last year for putting cardboard around a student's desk and keeping him isolated from his classmates for 2 hours from talking. Whatever that means. On Tuesday, Fernando gave the Charlestown Academy students permission to use the trash can. When a girl used the bathroom, other girls held up jackets to shield the view while the students stood on the opposite with the wall with their backs turned. School district spokesman Jenny Adams said boys also did the same for the boy. It is not acceptable, Associate Superintendent Patricia Yandel told the newspaper. So, they were supposed to just urinate in their pants, I guess. During the drill, which lasted less than an hour, this is another article they found. I found one where they had to stay in the classroom all day with no lunches. But we tried to Google that and couldn't find it. During the drill, which lasted less than an hour, Fernando called the school's main office and said students needed to use the restroom. It was unclear what he was told, but Yandel said he was not told to leave students use the trash can. So that was the lockdown drill. Here's another one, Washington Post. School boost preparations for attack. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up children. School administration in the Washington area yesterday stepped up preparations for possible terrorism, and most school districts told parents that they would be prevented or strongly discouraged from picking up their children in the event of a biological chemical attack. Now, this was in 2003 they reported all this. We told people before 9/11 FEMA was doing drills of taking kids to FEMA camps, and we confirmed that. In Fairfax County, Superintendent of Schools Daniel A. Dominique told the school board last night that he would deploy more security forces around schools, limit parking near buildings, and cancel outdoor activities for field trips. And the nation's terror alerts were raised to the highest level, code red. He said he would also consider closing schools. So it's just a martial law lockdown. They do those here in Austin. Or hours after they catch a bank robber, they'll still lock schools down. London County school officials yesterday added to shelter-in-place plan against chemical attacks and the usual emergency procedures and said parents would not be allowed to get their children. So you got that. You know, I saw you guys on screen. You found the AP article about Michigan telling them we're homeschoolers. I guess I'm going to find that in a minute. I think it's in the stack, actually. State brainwashing children to reeducate their parents for green dictatorship. This is a Paul Watson article, PrisonPlanet.com, that goes through where Al Gore says your parents don't know what's really going on in the world. Your parents are backwards. So you need to educate your parents about what's happening and basically report on them. High Court, UPI reports, appeared ready to Tuesday to approve broad national authority to strip search students for drugs without warrants. Now, here's an old one, 1999, March 26, 1999. This is in the archive now, the Pensacola News Journal, but you can find it at web.archive.org/web1999, or just Google Hobbs Middle School Marines, and it's the first link comes up. By Jenny LaCosta, News Journal staff writer. Now, listen carefully. The sleepy atmosphere that precedes first period was broken at Hobbs Middle School on Thursday morning by a sound of Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard pilots marching through the school halls. While sixth graders in Lynette Whitefield's geography class were watching CNN reports on NATO airstrikes against Yugoslavia, can we punch this article up? Thanks. They heard a voice bark over the intercom, "Military personnel, take your classrooms." The mock takeover of Hobbs Middle School by pilots and flight students from Whiting Field was a way to illustrate what martial law is all about, said Lieutenant Troy Bashiers, a Coast Guard pilot assigned to Whiting Field Naval Air Station. And I told you, we did interviews with Marines who covertly were doing martial law takeover drills in the late 80s. This has been going on a long time. Now it appears to be building, well, doesn't appear it is, but appears to be coming to a head. If you guys can't find it again, just Google Hobbs Middle School Marines. But once the sailors and Marines, you have it. But once the sailors and Marines were in the classrooms, their mission was to teach for a day of subjects such as math, science, history, and geography and give teachers a break. But it was unannounced to the kids. "We were going for shock value initially," that's a quote, said Navy Lieutenant Dan Deuterman, 29, "but in the classrooms, we're showing the students practical applications of what they're learning." See, it's part of trauma-based mind control, folks, and then people then love their oppressors. That's also the psychology they're going for. the people that shocked them. Some students brought up questions about Kosovo situation. And then it's got quotes about Bill Clinton wanted you to know what martial law is like. I remember that from 10 years ago. Let me find the martial law. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton. There was a quote in there about Bill Clinton. Well, you can go read the story if you want. I'm going from 10-year memory there, maybe in another middle school. There was several articles in the Pensacola Journal, and that's the problem with 10-year-old memory. I remembered that today and had them Google it, and they found it, but there were like, I'm going to say three articles about it. So there's others. Michigan school district portrays homeschoolers as terrorists. This is a homeschool world alert, but I found this in AP. On Monday, September 20th, the Muskogee Chronicle in Michigan reported on a mock attack on public school bus to test terrorism response. According to the paper, the exercise was a simulated attack by a fictitious radical group called Wackos Against Schools and Education, who believe everyone should be homeschooled. Now imagine, is that trying to demonize homeschoolers? And we've now, the federal documents are out. They are demonizing homeschoolers in federal documents. I told you this. And then they pay cops to go out and brainwash the public. And imagine the kids go home and go, yeah, the unannounced came out and threw fake blood on us, put guns to our heads and said, we're wacko homeschoolers against public education. This was in the AP. Like it's normal. But again, this goes on everywhere. I just read you Marines doing it. According to the paper, the exercise was simulated attack by a fictitious group, radical group called Wackos Against Schools and Education, who believe everybody should be homeschooled. That's the way to demonize homeschoolers. Certainly, disaster preparedness is important, but the terrorists are portrayed as homeschoolers who think everybody should have to homeschool. Meanwhile, the government's trying to ban homeschooling. We immediately called the Muskogee Chronicle and explained how this is offensive to millions of people who have chosen to exercise their rights to homeschool. Imagine if they said, you know, wacko black people against public schools, or wacko Asians, or wacko Mexicans, or wacko whites. Folks will get upset, but no, it's homeschoolers. It's okay. But it's the drill itself. Homeschoolers never have committed violent acts against the public schools or any terrorist acts. It has not been homeschooled children who have walked in public schools shooting everybody and anyone, but rather public school children. Comparing us to the most dangerous people in the world is a terrible insult and a travesty. The newspaper promised to print a response and a follow-up story. Calls already poured into Muskogee Intermediate School. Guys, Google Muskogee Intermediate Homeschool, and you'll find the AP. Muskogee Intermediate. I want the AP on screen for folks. I want them to see this for themselves. Of course, it's 3 years ago, so it may be dead now. Calls already poured into the Muskogee Intermediate School District in Muskogee County have issued an apology printed below. Now, here's the background. Here's what the federal drill. Remember, the AP said, the cops go, well, the feds told us we had to do it this way. Today, the homeschool terrorists in a simulated attack struck a busload of students in the White Hall area, killing more than a half dozen and sending dozens more to hospital. Although the attack was not real, it looked real to the students. Emergency personnel and firefighters responded as if it was real. Because they come in and not tell them, they don't tell them it's a drill. The exercise was funded by the federal Homeland Security grants awarded to several area school districts and Muskogee County, Michigan. The Muskogee Area Intermediate School District partnered with the Muskogee County Emergency Services to implement the mock terror attack. According to the Muskogee Chronicle, the exercise was simulated attack by a fictitious radical group called the Wackos Against Schools, Education, and Believe Everybody Should Be Homeschooled. 8 or 9... Can't even read that word. Oh, deceased students represented by mannequins were transported to the county morgue. Frantic parents ran to schools and hospital emergency rooms. So that was out of the local newspaper, the whatever it is. It's up there in the article, the Muskogee Chronicle. And it says, apology issued by the county, September 21st, 2004. The Muskogee Area Intermediate School District shared the disappointment of others when we learned the September 21st, 2004 emergency preparedness drill referenced homeschoolers as the fictitious group responsible for the mock disaster. We apologize, according to Dan Stout, Chief Deputy Emergency Services of Muskogee County. The scenario was constructed in his office, a sample scenario This is where it says the feds, if my memory serves. I haven't read this yet. I read this, you know, 5 years ago. Was required in order to receive the necessary funding for the staged event. The Muskegon Area Intermediate School District and local schools did not construct the scenario, but participated other county agencies, hospitals, emergency responders in conducting the drill. Okay, the AP said it was federal, but you can hear them saying it wasn't theirs. But did you find the AP? Yeah, they pulled their stuff after a few years. It's kind of like Big Brother gets rid of what he said before. The exercise was meant to sharpen the skills and response time of our emergency services personnel, but was unfortunately clouded by the choice of the fictional group. And it goes on to say Homeland Security. Oh, yeah, they said earlier Homeland Security did it with a grant. I'm sorry. In the world, I'm just too obsessed with trying to see if my memory's accurate. In the world today, Homeland Security is a very important issue. The training of our nation responded, blah, blah, blah. Homeland Security. Okay. Girl handing out cough drops accused of selling drugs at school. Gave her friend a cough drop. Bunch of other news. I mean, I've just got too much of this. Okay, I'm done. I'm done covering it. I'm done. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here at the end because gold has moved massively back up and the news is saying it's going to go past 900 and probably keep sailing. I don't know. I just know the way they're devaluing the dollar, it's good to get into gold. But Ted's got silver way below what I've seen it being sold everywhere else, and it's a collector coin, the Lakota Nation. And he's selling out of these, folks. These are hard to get. They're like $25 everywhere else I've seen. He's got them for, what, 17-something. Ted, tell him about it.
Yeah, I do. Actually, they're at 1771 right now. And the thing about the Lakota Nation coin is that it's so popular because of the fact that they have a currency value on it, and it has to do with the sovereign nation. We've seen what happened to the Liberty Dollar and that stuff when the government stepped in, and it's like the collector market just moved in on them and jumped them up over $100 a piece.
Are you kidding? There were $300, $400 and still over $100. So, yeah, this is people waiting for a train wreck, I think. That's the reason these are selling for so much, but you've got them at what you bought them for.
Right, exactly. They're at 1771, and you even consider the fact that silver went up today. That is a fabulous price on those. It's a great way to get in rounds. Gold is up too, Alex. We should talk about
that.
And
by the way, in the last week, I told you last week when you first got these, or 2 weeks ago, that I wanted some. I've been too busy. Will you save me 10? Just put an order in, Ted. Take it out of my paycheck. 10. I want 10 of them. 10. Can
you got
I have 10? 10? 10 silver coins. Great.
Yep.
Big high roller here, folks. I buy here, buy there. But over the years, it builds up. So I got 10 of these coming to me right now. In fact, Ted, you just got my order right there. Sold to the man named Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Way up.
All right. Retransmission starts at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in T-minus 6 minutes with all the key news I covered, economic, military, your phone calls today. We'll be back to live, of course, back live tomorrow, of course, from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. A lot of phone calls on the show and big guests tomorrow. Ron Paul scheduled for the show tomorrow. Ted Anderson. Again, you have for $17.71 Lakota rounds. That is insane. But again, you buy them in bulk, so you get a huge discount, and then you sell those at cost as a loss leader. Because I've talked to Ted, that is at cost for him. They have the Lakota rounds, beautiful silver coins. I'm getting 10 of them. They got them right now. What else do you have in gold, Ted? You've got it from weeks ago when it was at a low. Now it's going back up at a high.
Right now, I mean, gold hit a high today at 910, and it's over 900. It's 907 right now. Remember the francs? They're trading up there at 220, and that last time we were in that price range. Right now, I have them at 214. British sovereigns are at 267. Those ones are closer to 279. So the whole market right now is in upheaval. The market just took a big increase today. Obviously, it
should.
But
explain that, Ted. You're selling gold that you bought when it was a lot less expensive, even now when it's at a height.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, right now, what I've been doing is buying gold when the prices were low. The market went up. I mean, GM right now is on the edge of bankruptcy. We've got so many different things that are going on in the economy. I mean, it's just hard.
Obama spent $12.8 trillion and saying he's balancing the budget, more money than all presidents before him combined. It's total Kool-Aid, la-la land. They're admitting more and more jobs are going to be lost. But when the public finally finds out, a lot of us are awake, but a lot of them aren't. And in a way, that's kind of a good thing because what the elite call the cattle haven't figured out how bad things are. In a way, that's good because it gives us a chance to get protected before it totally collapses. We wish it wouldn't happen. But you need to give the brokers a call. They're going to be there till midnight tonight, right, Ted?
Yep, they'll be here. All you
How long
do is...
can they hold that deal? Because this is gold. Well, this is gold you bought, and it was $25, $30 less?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, right now I'm going to hold the deal until they run out of quantities. That's all. And if you call us at 1-800-686-2237, I don't care if I run out or not. I'm still going to hold those prices clean through midnight tonight. So you're welcome to call for them, and I'd lock in on them because, I mean, by the fall this year, a lot of crap is going to hit the fan, and gold has always done better in the fall. And right now, you're getting that opportunity to get in while it's springtime and coming into summer.
That's right. It always goes up in the fall. We can't guarantee that because weird stuff happens nowadays. But all I know is gold 5 years ago was $300 an ounce, and it's 900 and something right now, and the graph keeps going up. So everything else is going down. It is a smart move, ladies and gentlemen, with what's happening in the stock market. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And you cannot beat those Lakota rounds, Lakota Nation.
Well, they're on eBay right now from 20 to 25, so I don't know how you can beat them. Nobody has them out there at that price.
Well, no, when you said you had them a couple weeks ago, I wanted to look at them, so I went and looked at eBay, and I was like, that's $24, $25. And Ted's got them for $17. What a deal. 800-686-2237. Will the brokers be there till midnight, Ted? Because I got a lot of listeners on AM and FM and internet and shortwave that listen at night, and they want to call. They'll be hearing this at midnight.
Yeah, they'll be hearing because they'll be here because the phones ring and there's a lot of business. They're here for that. They'll be here for you. So call in. If you happen to hit a voicemail, let us know that you need this deal, and we'll still honor it, tomorrow.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or go to MidasResources.com. We got links to it up on Infowars.com. Ted, thanks for spending 5 minutes with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. 1-800-686-2237. Even if you buy one silver round to teach your grandkids what real money is, because they'll probably claim that's Al-Qaeda in the future. They already run TV shows for kids where Cobra Commander has silver and gold, and he's bad because he has coins, and he's against paper money. I was joking saying they'd be demonizing it, and actually they are. When I start thinking about, they are demonizing it. And they want to get rid of paper money. They want to go purely to digital. Retransmission starts now on the InfoWars streams. Please keep spreading the word about the show. People are waking up big time thanks to you. God bless you all. Take care. Great job, crew, by the way.